Want to participate in a Don and Mike show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
If only I could have seen what was happening to me, I might have done something about it. My marriage was falling apart. Priscilla and I were hardly ever together, and even when we were, things weren't the same. One day while I was playing Vegas, Priscilla came to tell me she wanted a divorce. At first, I was angry and hurt. It took a long time for me to accept it, but losing her really got to me. After all the years together, we just couldn't make things work out.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Dixville.
Mobile now. I will tell you this, that Suzanne Summers came back and gave me more of her muffin.
And she made tremendous eye contact with you when that happened.
And I want you to know that I am not so full of, oh, this way?
We're going this way. Our good friend Bo here at CBS is going to take us down to a very special room here at CBS.
I think she was kind of sweet on me because she asked me if I wanted any more of her muffin.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Bob.
Hey, hey.
We're gonna talk to you at length. We're Don and Mike, and we're gonna talk to you at length later.
Where are you going?
We have a national show that's on in 50 cities, Bob.
And where are you headed right now?
We're going to go see your Plinko and your big thing that you spin. Yeah.
Be careful when you spin the wheel. Be sure to let go of the handle. Because one time I had a woman hold onto the handle, she spun the wheel, she went under the wheel on her stomach, across the hall, and ended up on Young and Restless.
We're gonna be talking to you later.
They thought she was an extra and paid her scale for the day.
I guarantee you, Bob, we're the only disc jockeys that watch your show in this whole room.
What do you mean? Well, all over the United States watching.
He just hit you. That's
ow,
right.
Ow.
Now, everybody else sued.
Now, are you going to come by and talk to us a little later?
Certainly.
We have many questions for you, Bob.
Bob Barker.
See you at the wheel.
Okay, see you there.
All right.
Wow, Bob Barker bruised me, man.
He smacked you.
Man.
That's
he's
because
got a wicked laugh.
He knows there are many disc jockeys that watch the show, not just you.
And you.
So, Mr. Suzanne Summer Brand Muffin.
Mike, you know absolutely nothing about The Price is Right.
Now, Bo, you're our guy here at CBS, and you're taking us down where? To the prop room?
Yeah, we're going to go to the Inner Sanctum here. They have all the props for all of Bob Barker's stuff. You're going to see all the games, all the wheels, all the stuff. It's all plywood with spray paint and glitter.
Plinko, hole in one?
All that stuff.
Oh, good.
Now, are they going to have Plinko chips?
I don't know. This stuff is, they're not shooting this week, so they're just, they've got it all kind of stacked up.
Oh,
in the,
God, I hope they have the Plinko chips.
Hey, look, it's Johnny Depp.
Johnny, how you doing,
man? Johnny, looks like an alien. The guy looks nothing like Johnny Depp.
You actually got a smile at him.
All right.
Looks like if perhaps Johnny Depp met Dwight Yoakam in some sort of nasty nuclear experiment.
And he had a little
hey, that was a quick elevator ride.
He had a little John Elway in him, too. No.
No. Oh, we're doing a radio program.
Now, how is a weekend broadcast from inside a metal box?
Fascinating technology, isn't it, Charles Broyhill? Would you like to explain it?
Or do you not understand how?
No, it's the 90s. Anything is possible.
That's a beautiful Tuesday here at CBS, for sure.
Thank you, Charlie. Waiting for the doors to open now. First floor, Plinko, everybody.
Plinko, men's furnishings.
All right. All right, look at all these props
and
junk.
Look at this. This is all like the behind-the-scenes stuff here.
Ah, now this is great.
You know, and I realized just a minute ago that I almost sound like I'm being a phony by saying, oh, wow, but I am really reacting like this.
It's a new armoire.
Boy, this is incredibly...
Hey, look at this, man. It's the Price is Right boat.
Oh, wow, this is all their stuff. The truth. Golden Road? Oh, look at that, the pricing game. And most of the stuff made out of wood.
All right, now there is make your move.
Make your move.
Bullseye.
Oh, bullseye.
Switch. Oh, I love squeeze play.
Squeeze play. This is all the stuff on the Price
is Right. Here's the bonus game.
Bonus game with bippies. It's got little asterisks there.
Look at, you know, you see this stuff up front. You see how really cheap it is.
Don, it's credit card game.
Television is pretty amazing.
Now we've got some of the other hardware. And this is a $25,000 board.
It says Plinko on the other side. It's like Venetian blinds. You got a chance to play Plinko with the chance.
Can we flip it? Can we flip Bo?
Don't break it.
I don't want to break it, so I want to do this right.
You bought it.
All right, can you... There is?
Okay. Right. How do you know that?
What are you, the prop manager for this show? Wonderful. Look at Dice Game. There's Dice Game.
Hey, look at what someone wrote here. It says on the side of this prop, no sit, like don't sit on it. And somebody put an...
Plinko! Way to go, Rob! There's Plinko!
It's Plinko!
Wow.
Okay, where's more stuff?
Back here. All right.
Back here.
We are in the prop room for The Price is Right at CBS.
We are in the bowels of CBS.
I'll tell you, and this is a huge warehouse, and it's all for The Price is Right.
Look at all this junk they got. Hey, there's the check game. Okay, down this way.
At least $500, but not over $6,000. And Bob Barker hit Don.
He hit me. He bruised me, man.
Oh, wow.
All right, hold on. We're going around. Going around the corner. For me to do this again.
Fantastic.
All aboard. Look at all these presents.
This is so exciting. Oh. This is terrific.
Which way are we going now?
We're going this way. It's a huge warehouse with all the good stuff for The Price is Right. Oh.
Here it is. Plinko.
Oh, and they've got the showcase showdowns.
What is that, Rob?
That's the turntable. They bring prizes around on that, and they set it up right next to the podium.
Isn't it great that we've got Mr. Photographic Memory with us about this stuff? Hey, look at this. These are all the little showcase showdowns.
Mike, you've won a trip to Germany!
Germany. It's a beautiful trip to Germany, Bob. Fantastic.
Here's the... The wheel!
Oh, wow.
Hey.
Now, wait. Let's do this the right way. Let's do this. Let's have a real competition.
Okay.
Let's do it the right way.
I'm going to spin it first, okay?
Okay.
And...
All right, now it's spinning
around. And it'll stop right here, okay? Right in the middle.
Now, Don, here it goes.
Around.
We're on the wrong side of it.
All right, hold on a second. And... 95 cents!
95. All right, here
Pretty
we go.
Pretty good.
All right, now, boy, the real feel of it.
You know, no wonder all those old ladies have a tough time spinning that wheel.
It's pretty darn heavy. It looks heavy.
And
it's coming up on... I'd like to spin it again, Bob. I have 75.
All right, spin it again.
All right, here we go. I'm going to go on the right side.
Take one more spin, Mike.
Here we go.
And?
Oh, boy.
Did you spin it off its hinges?
I almost got sucked under the thing. All right, I've got 75 cents.
We would be in big trouble if you broke
this thing. I'm hoping for a quarter.
And
it's... 20.
No,
40.
Wrong.
There's
40.
No little clicker thing.
You
I'm
went
sorry.
Over.
No, I didn't go over.
I'm playing for the showcase.
I didn't go over. That's 90 cents.
No, I still beat you.
What'd you have?
I don't know.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know.
Big frame. I think this is the big thing when it slides together. It says Price is Right.
Oh, look at this is the thing that Bob Barker walks through. Hey, look at that. What is that, Rob?
That should be Plinko up there.
All right, let's go up and see if it's
Plinko. Let's walk up the stairs.
Watch out.
Whoa,
Rob.
Watch it, Rob. All right, we're climbing the steps now to what we think
it is. Plinko is covered.
Oh,
they covered Plinko?
Hey, look, Mike, it's covered up, but look it, see?
It's the real Plinko board.
It's Plinko!
Oh, that's fantastic.
And look how cheap it is when you see it up and close. It's like just a bunch of nails and plexiglass.
Whoa, do they polish these things before they do the show? Do they dust them all off and do all that good stuff?
Rob, are you actually taking...
Yes, I am.
Just drag it out every week. That's
Rob incredible. Is actually taking pictures of the props, Mike.
And, of course, behind there, it's a set for a trip to India.
Let me put that...
Home of Mother Teresa.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, back, all right. That's Plinko. Cool. So where do they put all this stuff together? This is just a warehouse. Where is the... Where is the...
Oh, yeah, Walt Disney World, right?
These things are all laid in here on these boards.
Where's the studio that Bob does the show from?
You know, I have no idea. It's somewhere in here. I mean, I saw Seinfeld filming here yesterday.
Boy, and at CBS.
Yeah.
That's unusual.
I think they just kind of just rent space.
I hear that show's very popular.
Is there any way I could take this home, this trip to Germany?
It's a trip... Mike, it's a trip to Germany!
Germany, Bob!
I love
Fantastic.
This. It's so jive and so cheap in person. This is the best, man.
It looks so good on the TV, though. Oh, wow. It is very 70s, and they've maintained that 70s look.
Well, Bob Barker's in his 70s.
That's right.
And
this is very exciting.
Price is Right thing on the wall.
This is so exciting for us.
We like that.
All right.
Now one of the CBS assistants is talking to this guy.
This is the CBS assistant. You're from back home, aren't you? Is there anybody you'd like to say
a
CBS executive? Is there any? Hi, what's your name? Alex, would you like to say, I know you're from the Washington area, would you like to say hello to anybody back in Washington?
I'd love to say hi to my parents.
Okay. My first names, perhaps?
Sure, Imogene and Larry.
Imogene and Larry.
Larry.
Fantastic.
Hey, here's a question. I see a sign that says on air. What's being recorded now?
Probably one of the soap operas, but I wouldn't go in there because it may be like a whole union thing.
Oh.
We're in the union. We're in SAG.
We're SAG and AFTRA.
SAG and AFTRA.
So we could be on that set with our microphones.
Well, I'll give this to them. They can carry this.
Please let us walk in the soap opera.
No, she's terrified. She's terrified.
Please, can we just walk down and see what's going on? Please. 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 Why is everybody so nervous?
Now she's waving us back.
Please.
All right, we have to go back.
All right.
What are these sets for? Are these sets for the soap operas?
Yeah, they build all the different stuff for Bold and Beautiful.
Kind of looks like a Bold and Beautiful set, doesn't it?
And are these the lockers that, like, Bob Barker uses here?
Yes, actually, I think number 4 is Bob Barker.
Which one would Roddy's locker be?
I think he's 21.
Ah, that's the one's good. Let me see. This is it.
Does it smell like him?
Smells like root beer. It really does.
And Bob smells like cheese.
Yes, it's incredible. Root beer and cheese.
All right, well, thanks for showing us the prop.
Hey, Bo, thank you very much. That was very exciting.
Absolutely.
I wish you would let us go see the soap opera, though.
We'll see if we can. There's been some soap people around the set. Maybe we can...
Okay, if we get that, if you're going
to
look into it, might as well look into it. Perhaps a walk-on for us that we could, while we're out here, you know, we don't get
to work out and everything.
We work out.
Do a nude scene?
We'd love to do a nude scene. You'd be covered under the sheets. That would be very good.
Are we going up to the elevator?
Okay.
All right,
we're going up to 2.
Was that a soap star that just went by? Hi.
No.
I'm a Ken doll.
All right.
Okay.
2, going up. Going up.
All right, we're all in the elevator now. No talking.
No talking. Don't forget, Mike, CBS ID is required at all times.
That's why we've got our CBS Premier Radio Party. Can they make these look any more like we don't belong? Hi, these are the idiots with the CBS Premier Radio Party. We don't belong here, and as soon as the party's over, you're going home.
Well, that was exciting, going to see all that stuff, to spin the wheel. And I killed you then, man.
No, you didn't.
I had 90
Look,
cents.
I had 95
you
cents.
You had 40 cents the second time you spun the wheel.
75 and 20 is 95. Why do I always have to lose?
Who eats their food out of these things?
Look at that orange. That looks like some kind of tubercular orange.
They have these old-time machines where you actually slide the thing to the right and you like get a ham sandwich or something out of the machines.
And is someone supposed to... There's a special K box with a bowl and a napkin that looks like it's dated circa 1968.
And I guess no need for milk with that. Well, they're all very nervous about us here.
Well, they're nervous about us. And I think, you know, being nervous about us, I think that shows that they have tremendous judgment.
We wouldn't do anything bad.
What time are they bringing lunch in?
It's here.
All right. Well, listen, we're back up in the broadcast.
Hold on. He
party
wants us to go
what?
This way.
What?
All right.
We're going this way? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Coming back down the hallway again.
Now, Bo, is there anything down this hallway that would be of interest to us behind the scenes here at CBS?
Well, it says politically incorrect. Can we go in there? All right. Yeah, sure.
All
thank
right.
you. Hey, good man.
I like Bo's
that.
Attitude.
He says, give it a whirl.
Is this where they prepare for politically incorrect?
Oh, it must be.
With our good friend Bill Maher.
He's not a friend of mine, Mike.
All right, we're in the offices of Politically Incorrect right now, walking the hallways, just seeing what's going on.
Man, they got enough candy around here?
This, of course, where our good friend G. Gordon Liddy visits every now and then.
Look at the candy.
Why do you guys have so much candy here?
It keeps the show moving.
It keeps the show, the energy level?
Keeps the energy level high.
Very cool.
All right. Let me see. Where's Billy M?
Is Bill here? He's not in
yet.
He'll be rolling in shortly?
Should be.
You tell him Don and Mike said hello?
Okay, thanks, guys.
Right. Thanks a lot. Tremendous. Ken, look at the drawers full of the candy.
Candy. He's the candy man. The candy man.
Wow.
All right. Very nice offices.
Boy, you get a successful TV show and kaboom, look at this.
For politically incorrect.
So say, hi, how are you?
Hello. Everybody's terrified that we're walking around this place.
Oh, I almost took a prep fall.
Well, thank you for letting us look at the props. And thank you for letting us look in Bill Maher's office.
We looked at the props. Now let's give CBS their props.
Much love to CBS.
Peace, or whatever
Peace
this thing was
Mideast.
You were doing this morning.
Oh, look, and thank goodness, nobody stole Suzanne Summers' muffin.
Now, you're not going to eat that. You're taking that back with you on the plane, aren't
I'm
you?
I'm going to eat just another bite of her muffin now.
Mm. Oh, savor that.
That is a dry muffin, man.
Savor that muffin.
Hey, look, and the same guy who was the publicist for Major Dad is the publicist for Bob Barker.
Do you keep that a secret when you work for two separate people?
Okay, right, let's do a quick break.
No.
I will come right back and we'll go one-on-one with B Squared, Mr. Bob Barker. We will be right back in Hollywood. Now, this is the moment. This is it. You are the reason that we are here in Television City today.
They have provided us with interviews with so many stars, but the real reason we are in Los Angeles, the reason we are so happy to be here at Television City in Hollywood.
Bob Barker.
Finally, Bob Barker is on the show. Mr. Barker, it's an honor to have you here.
Pleasure to meet you, sir.
You are two young men of good taste.
Absolutely.
I can tell.
And you are so nice for calling us young men.
I sit here and look at you. I feel as if I'm interviewing a football team. You guys.
Thank you. We take that as a compliment.
Yes, you should. They're athletic, big, virile,
potent.
I don't know about that. But let's not get ridiculous.
Okay, why not? I'm just going for all I could get there. You know?
We went down and we had a spin on the wheel. We looked at Plinko. We looked at the check game. We looked at the tugboats.
You understand the check game? No one else does.
No, absolutely
would
not.
Check game be, you know, that's the one where they actually have to write out the check.
That's
and
right.
That's probably the most challenging for Price is Right contestants, wouldn't you say?
No, it's the most challenging for the Price is Right hosts to make them understand how to write. Game's been on the show maybe 10 years.
Right.
And everyone understands it except the person who's chosen to be on that game.
And the audience gets furious when they're having trouble writing out those checks.
That's
they're
right.
Screaming.
Well, they all understand the game. But
right.
I love it best when you get someone out there who doesn't understand the rules and you're trying as hard as you can to be nice with the people. But at the same time, you must have the thought, everybody watches this. How tough is it to figure out this game? Right, Bob?
That's right. And they'll all overbid. Have you seen them? All four contestants will overbid. I'll say, all right, you've all overbid. The lowest bid is $500. All right? Give me a bid lower than $500. $612.
And how do you
people
keep...
wonder why I have gray hair.
How do you keep it together, Bob?
I don't. I drink.
That's the way we handle it, too.
That's the theory we've had about you.
I always wonder whether you sustained any major injuries over your career when you have,
yes.
You know, some 900-pound woman from Samoa will run up on the stage and give you a bear hug. I wonder how you... Have you ever been injured or, had a rib broken or anything like that?
I had a broken toe one time, which a woman jumped on, and that was painful. I've been kicked, hit... Pinch. They stand beside me. Women stand beside me, and they'll say, I'm so nervous, and little pinches in my arm, you know. I had one about 5'6" get under my chin and jump up and down. It's a dangerous job. My insurance was canceled. My agent saw the show one day.
And, you know, that's the only show that's still on the air that is a game show. I remember the good old days when you could turn it on every channel, 4, 5, 7, 9,
that's
you
right.
had game shows. That was just you. How long have you been on with the daytime Price is Right, Bob?
I have done Price is Right for 25 years, 2 months.
A polite golf applause.
There you
please.
Go, bully.
For Mr. Bob Bark. And that's another thing I love, when you do the golf shot. Because you take that seriously, don't you?
I do.
Are you a golfer? Do you get out and play a lot of golf?
I hadn't played for 15 to 20 years until just the last few weeks. I've started one of golf's great comebacks.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Look out, Tiger. Here I come.
When I see you doing hole-in-one, that game where you have the putting, you take it incredibly seriously.
I do. I love that game when I make my putt.
Right.
When I miss my putt, I hate that game. I don't care what the contestant makes his putt.
You're not caring. I get that impression. The contestant, forget it. I just want to drop the putt.
Let me putt.
Right.
You know what else I like? We have all kinds of tapes that we play of you on our show, drop-ins. There's one in particular where it goes, is she right? No, and when you say
my
no to
dear,
someone...
dear, you know absolutely nothing about prices.
We love it when you say no to something, because no.
No.
Because on many game shows, actually when someone loses, it's no fuss, no muss. You don't have to worry about having the host handle the moment of defeat. You've done that for years where you have to handle that tragic moment where, I'm sorry, you did not win the Lincoln Continental, and you have to do that smooth little segue. Nobody does it better
than you. Sometimes when I've had a bad night, I just say, get off the stage.
Here's another Bob Barker memory that I have. When you were the host of Truth or Consequences, when I would watch that show, I noticed that Truth or Consequences always had right above, right below the level of good prizes. You had stuff that wasn't, it was like Speed Queen, I think, was the washer and dryer, and you wouldn't give, not you personally, of course, but the show, the prizes were not quite top of the line.
Yeah, just a little bit below the average price, you know, like the prizes you give away on The Price is Right are top shelf,
well,
cars and trips
and all that. In the years on Truth or Consequences now, that we are going back a few years.
Yeah.
Prizes were right. Less than that. I have given away gallons of Jungle Gardenia perfume. I don't think they'll ever sell any more of it. I've given it to everybody. But a washer, that was a big prize.
Yeah,
a Speed Queen. Or whatever. And now we give away a whole kitchen of appliances. We give a range, a refrigerator, a freezer, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah. And the cars, and of course the car.
It's a new car.
It's a new car, Bob. How is Rod Roddy? How's he doing? How's old Rod? Yes.
Oh, he'll sober up eventually.
Does he drink before the show?
No. He drinks during the show.
Keeps it hot. How do you think he picks out those jackets?
He stands over there, and he has a bottle of water, you know.
Right.
He claims. I think it's gin in it. Because he'll start off fine, but at the end of the show, we can hardly do the spot.
And, of course, we're right here where you do the show, CBS Television City in Los Angeles.
Studio 33, right down the hall.
And they start lining up in the wee hours of the morning to get in and see you do the show.
That's right. I had a lady the other day, and I have to wait hours out there.
Right.
And I had a lady in the audience the other day. She was very pregnant. She said, "That's standing in line out there. I wasn't even pregnant when I got in line."
How did you get that gig at Happy Gilmore, Bob?
Well, I... sheer talent, I suppose.
Natural talent.
No, the truth of the matter is that Adam Sandler watched The Price is Right when he was a kid.
Yeah.
And he wrote the movie along with a group of writers, as well as starred in it. And when they got the idea for that thing, he didn't have even consider anyone else. He just put Bob Barker in.
That is it's so unlike you. Of course, you've been told that a million times. I mean, it was one.
But that's what made it so great, because it was so out of character.
Funniest scene in the movie when got into the fist fight with him.
That's well. Now I want to point out, I'm not a violent person. I didn't start that. Remember, he hit me.
That's right. He did.
He said, "That'll take care of you, old man."
And what's the last thing Bob said?
And then
Bob
I got up and beat the hell out of him.
And Bob says, "The price is right now, bitch." Oh, that's so good. And you know what? My wife would be upset if I didn't mention to you. Every time I watch that show, she loves the end when you talk about spaying.
And your pets, spay or neuter.
How long ago did you get on that kick?
I've been doing that about 15 years, probably.
Wow, Ed.
Well, one of the worst problems, you see, with animals is overpopulation. There's so many cats and dogs born that there are just not enough homes for them.
Mm-hmm.
And if we'll all have our pets spayed or neutered, it'll solve the problem.
Well, a lot of times that's the only redeeming factor, because my wife will come in the room and go, "Are you watching The Price is Right again?" And I go, "Yes," and then you will say that at the end, and she'll say, "Well, that's all right, because he cares about it."
Because your wife considers it an addiction to watch that show.
Yeah, well,
it's an impossible show to stop watching once you turn it on, because,
well,
I mean, it's got all the bright colors and everything.
You were both probably kids when you started watching it, right?
Sure.
That's what we try to do. Mm-hmm. We try to get them when they're young.
Right.
And then the audience, as they grow up, their children watch, and it goes on and on. And we think that we can last possibly to 3,000.
Oh, absolutely.
At least 2,500.
Absolutely. And, you know, I wouldn't want to have you here without mentioning Johnny Olson, who came on before Rod Roddy. He's since passed away, but he was the originator, wasn't he, of Come On Down.
That's right. It was in the script, Come On Down. The
right.
words were on paper.
Mm-hmm.
But it was Johnny who did that interpretation, Come On Down.
Oh, that's great.
And now, of course, Rod does it.
That's right.
Do your Bob Barker. I want to hear some battling Bob Barker.
Well, I just want you to know it's my show, and I'll say what I wish. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Bob Barker. It's great to have you, Bob. It's Bob on Bob. How are you, Bob? It's great to see you. Please remember to spay and neuter your pets on The Price is Right.
William.
I can be replaced. I always thought I was irreplaceable. I can be replaced.
Well, listen,
this has ruined my day.
You are the greatest game show host ever, and it is really, out of all of these people we've met today, you're the only one we care about.
Yeah, you're the classiest guy on television, and it's an honor to have you on our show.
My pleasure.
Bob Barker.
I wish you well, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, is she right?
Oh, that's great.
No.
My dear, you know absolutely nothing about prices.
Wah, 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 wah.
Oh, that is cool. You know, he's as nice a guy as I thought he would be.
He's pretty cool, man.
That's great. And we were just downstairs playing with all his stuff, Plinko and all that good stuff.
Touching his stuff, and he didn't even mind.
The incredible Bob Barker. And, of course, that's us. That's, you know, for us, that's the culmination right
there. Yesterday it was Dick Van Dyke.
Right.
And today, what are you holding?
What?
We're doing a show here. What are you
We're in the middle of doing a show. Come on, are you shoving stuff in our face? We don't know what's going on here. What are you doing?
We're basking in the glow of Bob Barker.
It's a special moment. It's a moment we waited for, and you're throwing papers in our face. We're excited. Bob Barker is the reason we are on this trip, and now, and you come on.
Let me turn it up. Let me hear him do the.
He's doing it on our digital audio tape right
now. Can we hear that?
He can probably do it on this one if we're rolling. He could probably do it on. Let him do it on this microphone.
Let Bob
guys.
Do it right here. Bob's going to do a play.
Bob, you can do that so we can hear it actually live on the air. Here we go.
Here you go.
All right. This is Bob Barker doing some little tape drop-ins for us.
Here we go.
Okay, we're ready whenever you are, Bob.
Hi, this is Bob Barker from The Price is Right, and I never listen to the Don and Mike show.
There you go.
Beautiful.
And at one time would you say, is she right? No. That's just an ad-lib. Is she right?
No.
And only one more. I'm going to ask you to do only one more. It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish. And say it in your as angrily as you can possibly say it, Bob, okay?
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Bob Barker.
That's great.
There's a great man. There's a TV star for you.
That's a big TV star.
You know what I mean?
That was great. Now, Bob, absolutely playing mental.
Good to meet you guys.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, Bob.
Rob. All right.
The great Bob Barker.
Fantastic.
Is she right?
She writes the Don and Mike show that
no.
say what they wish. Oh, wow.
Good. And listen, he talked about drinking and stuff.
Yeah, Rob Ronnie, drinking a fifth of gin before the show. Yeah.
There is Rob. Did you get your autograph, Rob?
Okay. There it is.
I got my autograph because I wish.
Johnny Collectible.
Okay.
Johnny Collectible.
Listen, I still got Suzanne Summers' muffin in front of me.
We're all going to have our souvenirs, and I must find something from Doris.
Hey, a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, if you believe in me, then I'm not going to give up. I'll prove I'm right. This Friday, we're going back to the woods, and we're going to find that alien.
What if we don't?
We'll fake it and sell it to the Fox Network.
They'll buy anything.
Now, son, they do a lot of quality programming, too. Kill me.
The Don and Mike Show. Possibly crooked. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Let me remind everybody, please, for the love of God, use protection.
Use two.
Use two if you have to.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, you are on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Christy. I live in Wichita. And I just want to let you know, I called to let you know that you guys, I've been listening to you for about a year. I don't get to listen to you at work, but I listen to you on the way home from work and on the way back to pick up my kids. And you guys crack me up every day to the point that when I pick up my kids, my three-year-old gets mad at me because I'm always laughing so hard. I can't talk to her.
I love
well,
it.
That is so nice of you.
Very sweet.
You know, you guys are great.
Thank you.
And my husband and I never see each other because we work opposite shifts, but you are our connecting point.
Oh, that's
wow.
great.
Oh, well, that's so nice. And cool. You call it from Wichita, and we want to say thanks for those great ratings on KFH.
Sure. I'll spread the news.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
What a nice call. I like to get those calls. Never get tired of getting those calls.
Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I got
they are so,
Don and Mike.
So few and far between.
So very rare.
Hello.
Hi, I got a question for Don and Mike.
Yes, what would the question for Don and Mike be?
The question is, I want them to bring back an old voice from the days of WAVA.
And I have a question for you.
Sure.
Do you have a radio there?
Yep.
Okay. You are so stupid. Turn the radio up, please.
Why is that?
Turn it up, please.
Turn it up now.
Yep. Okay. You are so stupid. Thank you, Don.
Okay. And then the guy gets mad at me. After he spends 10 minutes with us.
There you go.
Talking about some old bit. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, my name's Gregory, and since you guys are on the topic of Charles, I thought I might call up today since I couldn't get through yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm a decent-looking white guy, and I'd like to be with two black women.
Listen, this is all the stuff we're going to have to work out in an episode next week.
On our special day, and we'll let you know what special day that is, close to when the special day is going
to
come.
You know, actually, we'll probably have to have at least part of a day to set up all the people for the special day.
Oh, my God.
Right, yeah,
okay.
That's why I was calling.
All right,
today.
Well, next week, you know, we got a full show today.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you. And listen, generally, you can call and you can be as happy or as stupid as you like. Just please master the 10-second delay.
Yeah. And yes, we have determined there is a need.
There's not an excuse for that. If you listen to the show and you don't know when we come on and say, hi, Don and Mike. Hello, Don and Mike. And you still don't know it's us.
Right.
then I'm going to have to give you that radio test.
And it works, and that was a beautiful example. At least he was able to follow the directions of turning the radio up.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Another lesson learned.
You are on the air.
Hi. Our station just went to commercials.
Well, what station is that?
KJFK in Austin.
KJFK. Well, maybe, what is it, Sunspots? I don't know.
No, I don't think
no.
so.
We're doing the show.
Yeah, they
realize that.
They're normally pretty religious about running this show.
Yeah. Turn the radio up. Can I hear? Not that I don't believe you, but can I hear, please, my own ears?
Okay. It's the Army's enlistment bonus program. With the catch.
Okay. Hey, stay on the line a second, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll call them up right now.
Yeah, let's find out what's going on
Hold
at KJFK.
On.
Yeah.
Hey, let's see.
That's the one down in
Where
Texas,
is that?
Right?
Austin.
Austin, Texas.
Down in Austin. We get a lot of calls from Austin. It's very successful down there.
Yeah.
We're right in the middle of something there.
Yeah. Did you just say yeah?
Yeah. Hey, lady. Hello?
No, it's Don and Mike.
No, hey, this is Don and Mike. Are you guys running our show tonight?
Are you running commercials right now? That's probably okay. why they're getting all the calls right now.
Would you put us on hold and let us hear what you're running on the air? Thank you.
Without paying for two tickets.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they had some board operator screw-up.
Sometimes, you know, their sweaty little hands hit the buttons accidentally, and they start commercials inadvertently, and it happens. It's happened before.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, I'd like to talk to Don and Mike.
You are talking to us now.
How you doing, guys?
Right.
Right. Don.
What?
Mike. Mike, played a great course today over near Annapolis, South River. I was wondering if you played it yet.
I don't take golf calls from guys that take 20 minutes to get to the point. That's really nothing more to say, sir.
Nothing more to say.
Yes, I'm terribly sorry.
Okay.
All right.
Give golfers a bad name when you make these kind of calls. Very, very frustrating. There are a lot of highly intelligent golfers that could have called that would have been much quicker on the trigger there.
Just some guy out playing golf on a Friday.
Wants to. So.
Had a couple of happy hour martinis, feeling good on the way home.
That's right.
Wanted to call his friend.
Yes.
Mike O'Mara.
And say that he played a golf course. And I'd like him to try very hard and imagine, if he will, how little I care.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good afternoon. Yeah. I just thought you'd want to know that with the radio station down in Texas, also KKMA out of Sioux City, cut you guys out for about 20 seconds.
You know, I bet that might be a network problem then.
Maybe yeah.
So. Maybe the network feed went down and the station's just dumped out of the show and it went to commercials.
Sunspots. You'd want to know.
Okay, listen, thank you.
No problem.
Well, now, why wouldn't it be sunspots? Just because it's not sunny here doesn't mean it's not sunny somewhere else.
I was simply
else.
Laughing at the entire concept of sunspots. It sounds like what somebody would... No, I'm aware of what
sunspots... That's a valid concept.
No, I'm aware of what sunspots are, but I think of sunspots as something like you would see on an old person's hand.
I love Don and Mike's show.
Those, of course, are
age spots.
Those would be age spots.
City, Maryland?
Age spots, yes, hello.
Hey, is this on your end or our end?
Yeah, boy, I tell you what...
Your signal's like...
I tell you what, man, we have got a plugged-in audience.
Yeah, everybody's calling right now.
Who knows?
Sunspots, the autumnal ones, usually only happen the first week of October. So
who the hell knows? Hello?
I don't know.
Here's somebody on our inside line. Hello?
Hi, Don and Mike?
Yeah.
It's Daryl from Austin.
Hello, Daryl.
Your signal.
Do you work at KJFK?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you know, we have just found that out, I guess, that there's a problem with the network feed.
Oh, is it? Okay.
I guess. I just made that up. I don't know.
That's good, though. So you lost the signal, Daryl?
That is correct.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right,
bye-bye.
Wow. What a coincidence. We also have an engineer named Daryl.
All right, now what button do I press to get the network here?
If you're preparing for a totally different style.
That was Norv Turner.
No, but the diehard will fit nicely in your bike's adore.
Well, we got all kinds of buttons here.
Huh?
So many buttons. I don't know what any of them do.
Probably use some because...
No?
Dick Van Patten was covered with sunspots.
Hello? All kinds of buttons here.
Huh?
Hello? So many buttons. Well, that's the delay. All right, that's us on the network.
Hey.
Oh, Charles Broyhill.
Yes.
How you doing, buddy?
Fine, Jason.
Hello, Charles. How are you? Did you call the network?
Yes.
And?
Sunspots.
Huh. Sunspots.
Sunspots.
What did I tell you?
Very unusual.
Goddamn sunspots.
Every time.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. That's going to be the name of my rock band.
You know, I understand.
Donnie's goddamn sunspots.
You can get rid of sunspots if you use a little porcelana.
Hello?
Yes.
Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I was going to tell Don that in celebration of Wichita, they ought to play that clip from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles with that redneck where he comes up.
I got a question.
Yeah.
How come we got people? And I love our listeners.
I'd like to point out after the golf call, just to make myself feel better,
yeah.
He was directing this to you, Don.
I know, but I'm just going to ask something. How come people who listen to the show okay? And they recognize our voices.
Yes.
And they call the show.
Right.
And when you pick up the line, you hear a definite, hello, Don and Mike show.
Mm-hmm.
And those people never know that they are talking to us.
Are you
Why is that,
are
sir?
Are you throwing that to the world, or are you directing it at this guy?
Well, I'm a pretty stupid guy, though. So.
Well, kind of at this guy, but also kind of at the world. I mean, you just got to think, when you call the show, when we pick up the phone and say hello, you know, don't be surprised by that. Don't imagine that you're
it
talking to
the surprised the hell out of me, actually.
Right? Well, why would it surprise you?
Well, you know, you just try and you try and you try to get through and...
Yeah, and then I pick up the phone and I think very distinctively. Now, understand, I'm not busting your chops.
No, I know.
I'm just trying to get this point across to our audience because collectively, if we took all the time that we have to waste with people going, hello, Don and Mike show, hello, can I talk to Don and Mike? I mean, you know, hell, I'd have another day off. So let's just move it along.
I understand.
When you hear my raspy voice, you are on the air.
Wow.
You're on the air. Yeah, baby. Sunspots.
Can I shower you all with praise for a minute?
No. See, you could have, except it's the time that you took at the beginning
much.
Of the call.
Too much. I'm sorry.
Thank you, though.
Thank you.
Goodbye. So sunspots affect the radio signal. Do they also affect the brain?
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Could you be in a certain area of the country and have the sunspots affect, you know, the brain waves as well as the radio waves?
And then you would be like Jacko, me brain hurts.
You'd be sitting there talking to somebody, you're having a nice lunch, and you said, yeah, we had a great deal today, I'll tell you something. The deal almost went, yeah. Oh, there's Phil with his sunspots. Yeah. I'm okay now.
And not Jacko, Michael Jackson Jacko.
Jacko from Australia.
Jacko who did the battery commercials.
Oi! Who is this?
He had a song out called Me Brain Hurts.
Yeah, that's right. And he was the Energizer spokesperson for about a half an hour.
Hello?
Don and Mike show?
Yeah.
Hey, are we on delay or what?
Oh, come on, are you doing that just to make me mad now?
No, I'm just kidding, Don. Am I live?
Yeah. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, well, you're live.
Okay. Well, I'm heading out for a swingers club tonight, and I just thought I'd tell you guys that, and I'll give you a report next week.
You going to a swingers club?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, can you tell us about this swingers club? Have you been before?
Once.
And was it a pleasant experience?
Yes.
Going by yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought if it's swingers, I thought that's like swappers.
You got some single guys go, too.
What a sweet deal that is for single guys.
It's not cheap.
Oh, you pay for it.
Well, you're
going to a whorehouse.
Well, you know.
All right. Listen,
yeah.
Guys go to those places all the time.
I mean, that's just the average run-of-the-mill sex.
Yeah.
Do I make you horny?
Paying for sex. That's nothing out of the ordinary.
Oh, hello. God, what's the matter with that guy? Sunspots?
Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Eric calling from Virginia. I'm just calling to let you know I was on once before and won a game. And a lot of these people don't realize you're saying... Don and Mike show, well, that's what they say when they answer, if Rob A. answers the phone, or Charles, or anybody else, they're saying that too.
Jesus.
It doesn't sound the same.
Can't you people tell the difference between when Mike and I are on the telephone and when someone in the back room is picking up the telephone?
I think there's an enormous difference between our voices and Jimmy's voice.
Jimmy mumbles. Jimmy stutters.
Not a nice show.
Jimmy's always drooling, always eating, always chewing on something.
I mean, really, say Don and Mike show. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Okay, that would be the difference between...
Hello, Don and Mike show.
That's the way it sounds when Jimmy answers
wow.
the phone.
You, just, you know, from our end, it doesn't seem that terribly confusing.
It's very frustrating.
Hello. There, and then you got someone who just hung on through all of that, and we finally were ready.
Someone was afeard. Someone was afeard to actually come on now.
Don't be afeard of us. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Yeah. Want to talk to Don and Mike?
Yes. There you go. My point exactly.
Sorry.
Yeah, bud.
Hey, I got a suggestion for your little trailer at the beginning of the show.
Listen, boy, two strikes, one more strike, and you're out.
It's a great one, though.
We accept no suggestions from our audience.
No ideas.
No ideas.
All we ask is that people simply play by the rules.
Don't second guess.
Our rules.
Enjoy the show, and if you don't enjoy the show the way that it is, well, then go listen to a station that plays 10 in a row. Please, don't be offended by that. But I don't care about what your stupid idea is for the show.
But it's not...
Jesus Christ.
It's not...
And I guarantee it'll be some lame-ass idea.
No, it's great. It's Arnold. It's Arnold. Nobody's ever heard of before.
Arnold who?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What about Arnold Schwarzenegger?
It's a classic line from one of his first movies.
What is that line?
The one where he says,
You should not bake and drink.
Yes.
Have you heard that?
Yeah. And?
It'd be perfect for the beginning.
Wait a minute, wait.
See what I meant?
Yeah.
See exactly what I meant?
You called it. You're serious?
Yeah.
You think this is a good idea?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, how do you define a great idea? Maybe it doesn't, you know.
See, this was exactly my point.
Yeah.
You know, guys like you, there's a reason that we're doing the show and you're listening to the show.
Right.
Please, just embrace your role on the show. Your role on the show is the guy that listens to the show. Our role on the show is the guys that do the show.
If nobody called in, then the show wouldn't be...
We're not telling people not to call in.
Just not guys like you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the thing is, guys like me make up your audience.
I appreciate
your
that.
Honor,
I just wish...
MIT, I don't think, out there listening.
Listen, we have a highly educated audience. I know you wouldn't believe it from the retard telephone calls we take, but we have a highly intelligent, affluent audience.
Right.
We do. I swear to God we do.
Well, I believe that, but then you need my element to entertain those people. So
No. Listen, that's the thing. Why can't you just please let us do the show? Please? Please?
Well, you know, if you don't like the suggestion, you certainly don't have to take it.
Well, I still don't understand the suggestion.
You don't understand.
There's one moment in some stupid Arnold movie that this guy thinks is funny, and he thinks it would be a wacky tape to play for 2 seconds at the beginning of a 4-hour show.
Every day? You want us to play it every day, sir?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's what I, you know.
And what would be the joy in hearing Arnold say, "That's why you should not bake and drive"? Why would that be funny every day?
You should not bake and drink.
Bake and drink.
Yeah.
Why would that be funny?
Well, just the way he says it.
Was it bacon drink?
Well, I mean, it's the same way about, you know,
Hold it. Do you ever hold it when somebody tells you to hold it?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you do that with people? Do you do that like in a cocktail party and stuff like that? When somebody like says something and you just prattle on?
No, generally no. I'm usually have very, very good manners, but it's
what?
You know, well, you guys interrupt faster than I can get my thought, though.
It's because the more you talk, the more I hear dials turning off across America.
Well, I certainly wouldn't want to be the downfall of your show.
That's right. You sure wouldn't.
Well, you wouldn't, but you called, didn't you?
So bacon drive, or bacon drink.
Drink, there you go. Get it right.
That is funny. That's funny.
And is it bacon drink or drink and bake?
It may be drink and bake. Uh-huh.
So now you don't even know what the line is that you want us to play every day.
I'll admit to some confusion, but I'm sure you have people that could research it and get it right.
Why would we care? Why would we care?
Well, because I think that's the beauty of your show, is that it's about nothing. It's about stuff people don't really care about.
I think the beauty of the
you're
show...
You're wrong. If we did a show that was made up of stuff that people don't care about, no one would listen to it, you moron.
I think the beauty of the show is that we actually take time to analyze these kind of calls, because there are other shows that would not waste the time.
God!
And it entertains me.
But don't you take any credit for that.
You are flattering yourself. You dunce!
No, I'm not. I'm not a dunce.
You dope!
No,
you rebo! God!
No, no.
I wish I had a big piece of paper that I could roll up and make it to a dunce cap and make you sit in the corner for a half hour and say over and over, don't bake and drive, or don't bake and drink.
Is there an elder or a woman or someone you're close to in your life that could tell you the truth?
You're not gifted.
I'll seek someone out.
Are you single?
Some type of, yes.
Of course you are.
Okay.
See, there's no one in your life like a wife who could just bring you back to reality and tell you the truth.
Well, you guys are married.
Yes.
Right.
Well, that's
right. You get on the radio and do the same stuff every day. I mean, haven't they ever said, come on, guys.
You've got all the answers.
To another level.
You've got all the answers, don't you?
No, I'm
now you're
I'm
getting, you what know, do you do for a living? Let's analyze your job. What do you do?
I'm a sales rep.
What do you sell?
Electrical products.
What kind of electrical products?
Construction products. Electrical construction products.
Mm-hmm.
Are you good at it?
Yes.
You set any sales records? Are you salesman of the month, salesman of the week, salesman of the day?
No, not recently.
Not recently? Why is that?
How come you're not selling right now?
Because I'm talking to you guys. You're right. It's Friday afternoon, 4 o'clock.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I thought I had a semi-intelligent suggestion. Thought it would be funny, but I...
Well, then you get, you know, and then you want to, you know, want to say that we do the same stuff every day. And you know we don't do the same stuff every day. We do all sorts of different stuff.
Not the same stuff, but the same...
You said it. You said it. You said it.
Okay. Well, I stand corrected, but, you know, it's the same type of stuff. It's the same...
If it's the, okay, then that begs the question, if it's the same type of stuff, why do you listen to it all the time if it's the same stuff?
It is entertaining.
Okay.
Whatever you want, Don.
Okay. What I want. Oh, what I want is that button.
You mean the button that would explode?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just one listener a day. That's all I would need.
And this would be the guy.
I'm the worst listener you've had today.
You, far and away, you're the blue ribbon winner.
Get out of here.
You know why? Because you don't have anybody in your life to tell you how stupid you are.
Did your mom ever tell you you were stupid?
Yeah, how about a mom or a dad? Did they ever tell you, hey, really, shut that mouth occasionally, because really, stuff comes out that you really don't intend to come out.
I've done stupid things, but no, I'm not stupid.
Listen, I'm sure that you're a real nice guy and you have a real good heart, but you're just a super dumb Cletus. You're slowing our show down, so go to hell. All right?
Sure, man, whatever you say.
God damn it. Someday, Mike. Someday.
You're like, good charge.
All right, guys. Nice talking.
All I need is just one a day. I could just kill one idiot caller a day. Oh, I'd be happy.
Your audience would be gone. I mean, eventually.
No.
See, again, you missed the big point. The big point is our audience, and we have research to back this up, is highly affluent, highly educated. Highly educated.
Okay.
Really?
College degree. I mean, you know.
Okay.
It's not highly educated.
And you know something? The statistics would bear out that the percentage of people that actually call is very small in relation to
less than 1% of all listeners.
Okay. And also, the percentage of people that call, there's an even smaller percentage of bad callers. We actually like most of our callers. So you are in the ultimate minority of individuals listening to this program.
You're among the most hated of our listeners.
Let me clear that up for you. Let me clear that up for you and tell you that that is not you, okay? That is, you are in the absolute minority, and I'm trying to say this and be as nice as I can, that you are not the overwhelming majority of people that listen to this show.
No.
Okay.
You're just too dumb. You have to realize that.
No, I do not. I cannot accept that. I'm not dumb.
Well, that is our court's findings. You are incredibly dumb. Bordering on retarded.
Well, it's a good thing that you're not running the country, then. I guess I'm up from...
What?
If I was running the country, you know what? Guys like you, you don't want to know what I do. You don't want to know what I would do with society's rejects like you.
He pulled back. Wow. It was going to be awful, though.
You don't know what I would do with guys like you. Wow. Anybody with an IQ below 75?
Right.
Goodbye.
Oh, no.
Goodbye.
All right. Goodbye.
Okay.
Hang up.
All right. I'm hanging up.
No, but... Guys like you never really hang up.
Whew. Oh, man. That's like, and you know something? When that receiver hits the cradle, that's like having a nice breath mint.
Yeah.
It's just a fresh, minty taste that I got in my mouth when that guy hung up.
Listen, does everybody dig where we're coming from on this? I swear to God, we love everybody that calls this show and everybody that listens to this show.
We do.
But if I take one more call from a guy like that, going to slow us down, going to try to tell us how to do the show with something that I knew would not be funny. Yeah. It was nothing. Some tape from an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. Oh, God.
We had to take the time simply to explain our point.
Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yes, buddy.
Can I please vent?
On what?
On the fact that you have a whole bunch of ignorant people trying to contact you and telling you how to run your show.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. But we love them. We just wish that they would not do so.
And I think we did quite a bit of venting there. I mean, if you want to add a brief vent, that would be cool. But otherwise, yeah, it might be piling on a bit.
Otherwise, there's plenty of ventilation in this room.
Can I give off just one little scream so I can release this anger? You were
in a
good mood earlier.
I'm still in a good mood.
As am I.
Although I could be snapped out of it at any moment.
One little scream?
Okay.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you, sir.
That's all right. I don't mind that. See, I don't mind if our show hits an emotional note with you. Even if you are listening to the show and you hate it so much.
Sure.
It's passion, man. That's what makes our show happen.
Passion.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, my name is Shauna.
Yes, hello, Shauna.
And me and my dad and my Uncle Eric are pheasant hunting in South Dakota.
You're pheasant hunting?
Right now?
Yeah.
Fire a gun.
Huh?
Fire a gun right now, little girl.
Fire a gun.
Fire a gun.
Alright. Okay,
that's the sound I need to hear right now.
Okay.
Let me picture. This is one of our callers. This could be kind of cool. This is, would this be the first gun we've heard?
Here it goes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is the perfect palate cleanser.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, that is so nice.
Yeah.
Oh, good shooting. Good shooting. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, boy. Hope they get lots of birds.
Goodbye, little girl. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
The Don and Mike Show. Be a dear and listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Scream wins right now.
All right.
Let's start here with Gene. Hello, Gene.
Hello.
I mean, hi, Gene.
Hi, Gene.
Hi.
Hi, Gene. It's important to me. Gene.
You guys.
We're great. Thanks. Where are you from?
Springfield, Virginia.
All right, Gene.
Gene, are you a screamer?
I'm a screamer, and I love the movie.
Are you playing for your kid here, I hope?
I'm playing for Nicholas.
For Nicholas. Okay. Now, it could either be blood-curdling. It could be a scream of passion. It could be a scream of bloody murder.
It could even be comedic in origin.
We leave it up to you. But remember, as always, we are the judges, and we reserve the right to change the rules and anything else we want. Gene, why don't you cut loose with your best scream?
Okay, here goes.
All right.
Pretty good.
Very good. That's good. That's a good start. I think it's a very good start.
Piercing. Sounds like a party at OJ's house. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Patty.
Patty calling from Rochester?
Rochester, New York.
Hello, Patty.
How are
you? Patty, thank you for listening to our show on WHTK. Oh, where we had great summer Arbitron ratings, so thank you for listening.
Certainly.
Patty, who are you playing for?
My son, Neil.
Okay.
All right.
Have you thought about what type of scream it'll be?
Oh, it just has to be loud.
Okay. It just has to be a loud scream. You think you're pretty good at that, Patty?
Oh, I'm a loud Girl Scout leader, so that'll do it.
Patty, scatting.
Jimmy!
All right, here is Patty. Go, baby!
Well, it sounded almost like a double effect there, like there was another person there.
I think it was a little. It was your kids screaming in the background, wasn't it?
They're a little excited. I'm in the closet, so I don't scare my husband.
Now, it sounds like the kids might be a little scared, too.
Oh, I think they're a little excited.
Okay, hold on a second,
Thank
Patty.
You.
Hold on a second.
All right, that was Patty.
I thought the first lady was a little better than that.
A little more shrill.
Hello, this is Dawn.
Yes?
Dawn calling us from Sioux City, and thank you for listening to the show on KKMA-FM. Who are you playing for, Dawn?
One of my children, either Alex or Maddie.
Alex and Maddie.
Alex and Maddie, one of them might win the scream costume.
This might be a stupid question, but what does it look like? Sorry.
Do the kids know what it looks like?
No. Uh-uh.
So you just want it because it's a hot item.
There you go.
There you go. I love that. Pure, unadulterated greed.
It looks like the Grim Reaper. It's a costume that the guy wore in the movie Scream when he killed everybody.
Okay, real uplifting costume.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
What do you expect? Okay, here she is. Here is Dawn. Disappointing.
Yeah, I was disappointed also.
Yep, sorry, cut
I'd like
off
to
there.
Put in a vote for perhaps we have sustained screaming, just a little longer. I like the long extender scream.
Here is Patty, another Patty. Hi, Patty.
Hi.
Patty, you are from Virginia?
Yes.
Gotcha, listening on the mighty WJFK, and we appreciate that. Who are you playing for, Patty?
I'm playing for my daughter, Brianna.
All right, now we've only had, by my estimation, one halfway decent scream thus far.
That was the first scream from Gene, which is very shrill.
Gene, the screaming machine.
All right.
So we're now ready for you, Patty. If you could work up a big one for us.
Do it for Brianna.
All right. Please.
Very interesting. That was different.
Different, yes. That would be the word to describe it. Different.
Quite different. A quite different scream.
Is this Kim?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Kim.
Hi.
You're from Virginia?
Mm-hmm, from Manassas.
WJFK listener, we thank you for that. Kim, who are you playing for?
I'm going to play for my son, Michael.
Okay. Michael. Well, listen, as I said before, except for the first one, they've all been pretty lame, so lay it on the line now.
All right, I'll try. You ready?
Here is Kim.
Okay.
Mm.
Not bad.
Well,
at all, pretty good. All pretty good. You know, nothing that's really going to wow us, right?
All right, let me take another one. This is Penny. Hey, Penny?
Yes.
Lil Penny?
Yes.
Where are you from, Penny?
Fairfax.
Ah, Lil Penny. Another WJFK listener?
Yes.
And we thank you. Who are you playing for?
My daughter.
Your daughter? What's her name?
Rita.
Okay, could we hear a big scream dedicated to Rita?
Sure.
Okay, here is Penny.
Yes, hi.
Hi. Go ahead, Penny.
Here we go.
Right.
Here I go.
Scream. Scream real loud.
Wow.
Ouch.
Man, that one was loud.
Hi.
That one was loud, baby. All right, I think it's between Penny and Jean.
Oh, God.
And maybe Kim. All right, we're going to have to have one more scream-off, okay?
It's going
to
be a scream-off.
A scream-off.
All right, and sustained screaming, as much as I hate to say, it works.
Okay, let's go back to Jean.
Jean was our first screamer.
Okay, Jean?
Yeah?
Jean will give you a chance to win the scream-off here, so give us your best right now.
Okay.
All right, here's Jean.
My God.
Wow.
My God. What a scream that was.
Whew. How many dogs do you think are going crazy right now? People got the radio on and their dogs are around.
That is unbelievably good.
Jesus, that's a good one. Hold on. Okay, now here is Kim.
Hi.
Kim?
Yes.
Welcome to the finals.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Give us your best shot.
Got a tough one to follow, Kim.
All right, I'll try. Hold on. Here we go.
Here's Kim.
Very operatic.
Thank you.
It was okay, but that first one.
Oh, man.
It's some kind of an upper octave.
I think my right eye is bleeding.
And Penny. Hey,
yes.
Penny? Okay,
yes.
This will be the last chance. It's between Penny and Jean.
That's right. Jean is so far the leader, and Penny was in that same octave range. And, did you hear what Jean had to do, Penny?
Yes.
All right, so that's your competition.
Not a problem.
All right, very confident. Here's our final scream. Here's Penny.
Okay.
Wow.
That is terrific.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
I think I shattered the window.
You did.
You know, I might have to just declare a tie.
I think Gene and Penny are both worthy adversaries.
Yeah. Gene and Penny?
Yeah.
Both you ladies?
Yeah.
Listen, you both win.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. We can't decide which one is the scariest.
Bravo!
So you both won the Scream costume. Just in time for Halloween, the hottest costume out this season.
Scream real loud, kids. Very scary.
And now as we go to break, and thanks to all of the other moms.
Great screamers.
You know, I wish we had enough to give to all of them. We'll give them all a copy of The Sixth Man with the Wayans brothers.
All right.
It's that story about the basketball player that's invisible, I think.
Okay.
That's from Touchstone Home Video. And our thanks to Kim and Dawn and Patty and Patty. But Penny and Jean, you win the costumes.
Everybody gets a prize, though.
And now, with both you, Penny and Jean, give us one blood-curdling scream together.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready, ladies? Go.
Here's our winners.
Go.
Fantastic.
That's great.
Bravo.
Oh, that's great. Oh.
Hi, this is Fabio.
Hi, Fabio.
Wishing you a very happy Halloween.
Hey, you're both good moms. Thank you, Penny, and thank you, Gene.
Thanks.
Hold on.
Boy, they were fantastic.
Hold on a second.
Gosh, they did a great job.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
Can I speak to Don and Mike, please?
You're speaking to us.
Hello?
Hello.
Can I speak to Don and Mike, please?
Okay, for the last time, you're speaking to us.
That's what he just said. You're speaking to us.
Okay, easy.
No, not easy. He actually said that to you very clearly. Yeah,
I said it twice to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was the guy calling about the fox. Just letting you know it's all over. The young lady came out from the Humane Society and took a peek and couldn't find it.
What are you talking about?
What fox? What is that in the background? What is that? Some sort of parrot in the background?
What
hey,
about?
Hey, easy, buddy.
What about the fox? What were you talking about?
There was a fox in my backyard, and I called you guys because there were kids next door in the park listening to you guys. So I called to let people know to get out of the park.
What have you done with those kids?
They're gone.
Sure. They're not downstairs?
Is this Fred Sanford?
Yeah. Hey,
I can only figure this is some guy calling us from a garbage dump somewhere where they have they have live varmints.
What? Well, you called. We didn't know anything about this fox story. What are you talking
about? Was it red fox?
Brown.
I was making a Sanford and said.
Flopping at the mouth, staggering, you know.
It was a brown fox that looked rabid to you?
No doubt, yes.
They had one in D.C. the other day, a rabid fox in the middle of the city.
Well, yeah. This one was in my backyard.
And why did you
right
call us?
Right Jerry's Ford. Because there's a park next door, and they were listening to you on the radio. So I called.
How did you know they were listening to us on the radio?
I could hear them. I could hear the radio.
At the park?
Yes.
What, is the park like 5 feet from your house?
It's about maybe 10 meters. 15 meters.
Never trust the guy who speaks in meters.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's using a metric system.
What is that in American, sir?
Yards.
Right, how many?
15 or 20.
About 15 or 20 yards, and the radio was turned up so loud with our show on it that you heard it?
I'm sorry?
So you had a rabid fox.
Yes.
That was near a playground, and there were kids
Not
who were...
a playground, a park.
A park, and there were kids who were listening to our show.
Yes.
And what did you do?
I called the radio show.
Because...
have you guys announced it.
So you didn't figure that walking the 15 yards was that too much of an effort for you? So you decided you wanted us to announce it on the radio?
I'm no brain surgeon, but with a rabbit, a fox in the woods, I ain't walking anywhere near it.
Yeah, so you got me at a point counterpoint.
I was screaming at the kids, but there was no response.
So you're saying get out of the park, there's a rabid fox.
Bingo.
And then because the kids, I guess they weren't paying attention to you,
right.
You decided to call our show.
Thank you, yep.
And is all of this happening now in real time?
Yeah.
And the fox is
the
out?
The animal control is here right now.
Have they captured the fox?
No.
Have they found all of the kids?
Yes. I walked over personally and they all left.
And the animal control guys are hunting for the fox now?
Yes.
And it's run away.
I got it. Well, it's in the woods somewhere.
So you originally called this because you thought we did like lost dog announcements on the show at Tradio?
Easy. Slow down.
Yeah. All right, so what was the purpose of the call originally?
To get the kids out of the park.
But,
right.
But if you just said that the kids were already gone. So if the kids were already gone, why'd you
No, the kids are gone now.
You mean that they've just gone just in the time that you've been on the air?
About 5 minutes prior.
How much of this was your desire...
And I called over 45 minutes ago.
How much of this was your desire to get on the radio... And how much of it was your desire to save those children's lives?
Mike, he wanted to get on our newsmaker hotline. As you know, we pay $5 every month to the best news tip here on the Don and Mike Show.
That's right. You're the reporter. Are you sure the fox is rabid?
No doubt.
And why do you keep saying no doubt?
Well, I mean,
did you bite it?
Foaming at the mouth and staggering and running at me.
And so running at you?
Did it run at you?
Yeah.
So, and all of this just happened, like 10 minutes ago?
No, like 45 minutes ago.
45 minutes ago.
When I first called the show.
So you were outside, there was a rabid fox, you ran inside, you screamed at the kids, get away. Then you thought it would be a better idea to call our radio show to tell the kids to get away. But in the meantime, the kids all got away and animal control showed up.
That's it.
Well, I all I can tell by putting all the facts together is that you're our good Samaritan of the day.
And hey, weak-ass story is the best you can come up with.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
I love your show, by the way.
Hey, oh, well,
easy.
Thank you.
Easy, dude.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Ooh,
call anytime.
Okay.
Bye. You're at Nitwitness News.
What's that?
I said thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I only hope that during the time that we've directed
Mongoloid.
His attention to the phone, that fox has, like, walked into his kitchen and now is, like, hanging from his throat.
Sounded like that fox might have already taken a bite out of him.
That's how it got rabbits.
Big bite out of his brain. Hello, Don and Mike. I hope those kids are okay.
Yeah.
How you doing, guys?
And listen, if you're the mom and dad of those kids, don't leave them in that park anymore. Yeah. They're only 10 meters away from John Wayne Gacy there.
I fully expect to get a call from one of those kids. Hey, that was a dog, but listen, that guy that called you, he's staggering and foaming at the mouth and everything.
Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Doing fine, thank you.
I got a couple verses for your song you can sing with Julio.
Now, are these verses that have to do with smell my finger now?
Yes.
Can I smell your finger now?
Yes. Would you like to hear them?
All right, sure.
Would you like to hear them?
Sure.
Okay. Oh, let me smell your fingers, please.
See, now, I'll explain you something about doing
this
show.
I like the second verse better than the first verse.
Well, thank you.
I'm just enjoying the thought of people calling with songs that we can sing with Julio Iglesias about Let Me Smell Your Fingers now.
I think it's wonderful.
It's the concept that I find funny, not necessarily the execution.
Yes, as we have just had a demonstration of.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye.
All right, bye-bye. There you go. There he is. Paul McCartney called on the show.
And he was rabid.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I just wanted to say that I hope Kim Beatrice Payne and everything.
What did he say?
I don't know. It was lost in the translation.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I didn't understand it.
Me either. I really didn't vote. Did he say something bad?
Yeah. I can't repeat it to you now because then if it was bad, we would be spotlighting it. I don't know, you know, what it falls into the category. You want to turn the microphones off and I'll tell you what he said?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Buzz?
All right. Mike now telling Don what the caller said, and we're trying to decide whether or not it should have been deleted from the program.
Oh. Well, I hope he does, too. Okay. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome, Doc.
Hello?
No.
Yeah, Don, Mike.
Yeah, hello. That was a valid call. There was no reason to take that caller off the air.
There you go.
That was the third in a series of valid calls we've received now.
That'll make a nice Christmas card.
Hello?
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys heard the news, Don, that...
Thank you, Jimmy.
Bye now. Beatrice. Jimmy, that was better than the last time. You know something? You take the care and time and dignity. You treat me with respect. And that's what I like about you, Jimmy. Thanks a lot. Come again. Bye now.
This is the Don and Mike Show. There's no way. No way. That you could come from my loins. Soon as I get home, the first thing I'm gonna do is punch your mama in the mouth.
The Don and Mike Show.
Now operating with a 7-day delay. The Don and Mike Show.
A couple of hours ago, we were taking calls. We take calls all the time on the show. Anybody can call the show, as evidenced by the fact that this guy who wanted to tell us some disjointed story about a rabid fox called in.
Yes.
He got on the air. We didn't totally understand his point. I think he was trying to be a good citizen or something like that.
Trying to warn some children that there was a fox in a park that was rabid, and then reported that animal control had arrived and the children were gone. And I guess he called quite a bit.
So we put him on the air. And apparently he had quite a few conversations with Jimmy the intern.
That's a nice look.
He
looks good kill.
He came down to the station.
Right.
So we'll see what we can do for him now. Hi, sir.
Let's welcome him here. Here
Come
we go.
On in. All right, here's the guy that told us the story about the rabid fox a couple of hours ago. Hi.
Hi there.
Hey, how are you?
I would say right now that on first appearances, this is a guy that I certainly wouldn't want to be sitting across from in a bar and get into any kind of altercation.
Me either. How you doing?
Okay.
Thanks for listening to the show. As I mentioned, I didn't totally understand where you were coming from with the fox telephone call, but that's not why you...
About three or four.
Let me put the microphone down there, if you don't mind, just a little closer. There you go.
That's not why you're here, though, right? You're mad at Jimmy?
Right.
Okay, the whole reason you're here and you've been waiting a while is because of the situation with Jimmy.
Right.
And
right.
What is the situation we are unaware about?
He was a complete... A-hole.
Okay, that's good. If you use those kind of terms, you know.
What did he do? Now, listen, I'll say in defense of Jimmy, before we bring him in and you pound the crap out of him, that he's got a tough job. He has to deal with an awful lot of people. See, all of our phones are lit up.
Yeah, and I'm going to get another job.
Oh, all right. Jimmy, would you come in, please? Now, please don't hit him, okay?
Mm-hmm. Could you promise not to hit him?
Please.
All right. And, Jimmy, don't do anything that would make him want to hit you.
All I'm going to do is talk.
Okay.
Now, this is point-counterpoint right now, and you guys can have this discussion. All right?
Hi, Jimmy.
Hello.
Hi. All right. Well, I guess we should let the fox guy go first.
Do you want to go first?
He's the one with the complaint. And what do you want from Jimmy? An apology?
Yes.
Why?
Because he was an a-hole on the phone to me.
How so?
I was calling about the children in the park.
All right.
Actually, make a long story short, it was after the park authority showed up.
Right.
The kids were cleared from the park.
Right.
They left.
Mm-hmm.
The fox shows up again in my backyard.
Oh. The rabbit
the
fox?
The rabbit, yes. Fox.
Okay, because we asked you when we had you on the phone the first time, where was the rabbit fox? And you said you didn't know, but the...
Right.
The rabbit fox came into your yard again?
Right.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. So okay. I call him back to let him know, and he said that I was nothing more than a...
Just don't use the bad words.
What did he say? Did he use bad words with
yes,
you?
Yes, he did.
All right. Use the initials, please. What did he say?
FP. You were wanted to get on the radio.
You were an F.
Yeah. Oh, my
Jimmy, don't, please don't stare at me. Right. You're making me feel very uncomfortable. Look down at the ground, please.
I had to use the delay. You can't. Okay, I got what you were saying. An effing, what you said. Okay. Mm-hmm. And, Jimmy, did you say that?
Yes, I did. As I've used on many occasions. And my reason was this.
Yeah.
Because he called numerous times after he talked with you guys, and he said that the fox was out there, and that there were kids playing.
Okay.
And so my counterpoint was, why don't you go out there and tell the kids, please disperse right away, instead of calling us continually?
Surprised me. You know, right now I feel like I'm watching a scene from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
I know. This is not the best breakfast I ever had.
Did you use profanity and threaten this customer with violence? That's what it sounds like.
Well.
So you used the words, Jimmy?
All right.
FP?
Yeah.
Yes, I said FP.
I will say that Jimmy has a very stressful job, and that probably, you know, he shouldn't have used that language with you. Okay, I'll give you that. Right. But he has to deal with a lot of people on the phones. And why don't you just apologize to him, Jimmy?
Jimmy, that make this. I know you're probably.
Apologize to him, please, Jimmy.
If you did use the words and all.
All right, let me just say, I would advise you to apologize to this gentleman.
Thank you.
And if you don't want to apologize to this gentleman, then you do it on your own.
Bingo.
Okay. I can do it on my own. All I'm saying is that if there were kids out there and you had time to drive down here and face me, but you didn't have the time to face them, then that's my counterpoint. And unless you have something to say about that.
We could just discuss this. No need to get violent.
All I'm doing is discussing it.
Okay. Jeez.
This is on my way home. I was at my in-law's house. The park next to my in-law's home, the road is closed off. The only way to get to it is through the woods. I'm screaming at the kids. They can't hear me. I can hear the Don and Mike show.
Uh-huh.
Vaguely, but I can hear it. So that was my reason for calling you.
So there was no way you could notify them. Is it going through the woods? You say you couldn't walk through the woods? I'm just curious.
There's a rabid fox out there.
Oh, okay. Dear.
Right, now,
oh, dear. We had to hit the delay.
That's all right.
There's a rabid fox out there.
If there was the case that you couldn't get all the way over there, then I'd apologize. Mm-hmm. And I'll apologize if that's the case. But if you could have gotten over there, I won't apologize.
But that didn't. That was hard to decipher. Was that an apology?
I'm just saying, only if he could have gotten over there. I mean, that's what I don't know. My whole thing for calling him an FP was because I felt he could have gone over there and told the kids instead of continually calling us.
Okay, all right.
Did the PM and R after it, or are you after it?
I've forgotten what FP means. So.
Ah, okay, gotcha. Gotcha. Okay, I understand.
Okay, now, did you want to say something?
Nobody likes to be called that.
To you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
You know the type of mannerism he uses on the phone?
Well, I'd have to say yes. Yes, I do. And listen, a lot of people call the show over and over and over again.
You also know we get a lot of calls, too. And Jimmy deals with a lot of grief from people all the time. And it gets sometimes very heated.
Mm-hmm. But I'm sorry that he said that to you.
So am I. We're very sorry that happened.
So don't hit us, please.
Don't hit us.
I think you guys are just worried about him.
I will apologize if there was the case that if he could not get over there. If I'm going to apologize just because of his size, I'm afraid he's going to kick my ass. No way.
You are not a smart man, Jimmy.
Well, you will not be getting into San Diego State this fall. Then that's fine, but I'm not going to back down just because of his size. If that's a serious case, then I will apologize.
Well, I don't.
Why did it have to come to this?
Why did it have to come to this? Because okay, all I'm saying, sir, is if you look at those phones, that's what I deal with every day, and I'm not, and I don't.
I want to tell you right now, Jimmy, that these people are calling. They're all hoping that this guy.
And this guy's an intimidating figure. I mean, trust me, and
very much so.
And when I stood off with him in the lobby, trust me, I was afraid, but I wasn't going to back down if the case was that he could have gone over there.
Well, listen.
Now, when he's explaining now that he could not get over there,
here's my take on this. Okay. I don't know if I would have put you on if you called again and again. I would say to you, you know, call the cops. That we're not a clearinghouse for something like a rabid fox, okay?
Okay with me.
But Jimmy, at this point,
And really, the issue, I want to just cut through all this stuff about the Fox right now. Is the primary reason you came down here because of
what you were called?
Is that the primary reason, the way that you were
yes,
you know, addressed?
That and the way you were addressed? Yes.
Not that he didn't let you on the air or anything?
Very unprofessional, very...
Well, he is very unprofessional, and, you know, it's a loose show.
If it's just that,
then... Apologize to the guy.
If he could not get over to where the kids were and say
Jimmy,
that...
Jimmy, I humbly apologize if that's the case.
I wash my hands of this, man.
I apologize if that's the case, if you could not get over to the kids, for calling you an FP.
Yeah.
If that's the case.
No.
I'm not going to apologize to everybody that calls here that I call an FP, because there's a lot of FPs out there. And you guys just don't understand what I deal with on the phone. No one who answers those phones 4 hours a day knows what I go through.
Why do you do it then?
Because I get paid for it.
Well, then...
Jesus Christ.
So it was kind of an apology, and Don apologized to you, and I apologized to you.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and...
So if you want to, you know, come out to one of our appearances when Jimmy's there, then you can, you know, settle up with him. Okay? Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So are you satisfied?
Not at all.
You're not at all?
No. Jimmy, why... Listen... Just apologize this.
Just for this.
Just say you're sorry.
Just this one.
Just say you're sorry. Come on. Look him in the eye and apologize to him.
Yeah, is this a radio thing that you're telling me to say?
No, okay.
Or are you being serious?
Okay. I'm being serious now. I don't want you to get your ass kicked over calling somebody on the telephone a name.
And nobody likes to be called. And the bottom line, Jimmy, is nobody likes to be called things like that. And you don't like it. I don't like it. So, I mean, and to be honest, it's not, if it's a manly thing, I mean, you know, you got hot and just like, you know, like when you have a fight with a girlfriend or a fight with a wife and you come back and you say, hey, you were, you know, you might have all the reasons in the world, but you regret saying what you said. And you know, we all do.
Just say you're sorry.
You know, just like you get in any fight.
Really? Unless you're hell-bent on not doing it, and then,
if we can take it elsewhere, that's fine. I'll say I'm sorry.
Jimmy.
I'll say I'm sorry if that was the case you couldn't get to the kids, but as far as I'm... Now, am I apologizing for that, or am I apologizing only for the FP?
That's what I just said, that just what you called him. That's all you're apologizing for, right? Is what you said, is the words that you used. That's it, right? Jimmy, what are you staring at? I'm so confused.
Me too.
I don't get it.
Me too.
I'm totally confused.
Listen, my advice...
Are you been talking to Brian Cosgrove? You've been hanging around Cosgrove?
My advice to you is to just apologize.
Buzz, what's your take? You've been sitting there. You look like you're in a lazy boy with the feet up.
And I'll tell you something else. I know what a tough job you have. You know what a tough job you have.
Jimmy, I don't endorse calling
people names like that. You could have called him an idiot. You could have called him...
No, I will tell you, sir. Listen, let me tell you. Yeah, and I know you, and most people probably would, but I will tell you, what he deals with is totally legitimate. As far as I'm talking about people, everybody, you know, 90% of the people that call him are fine, but there is that 10% that they are abusive to him. This is not once a day. This is 20, 30, 40 times a day, constantly. And sometimes the only way he can deal with that situation is to kind of give it back a little bit just to survive in his job.
But having said all that, I still recommend.
I do too.
As your attorney, yes. I recommend you apologize.
Sorry for using the words. That's it, Jimmy.
Just say you're sorry that you called him an FP.
Yeah, I mean, like I would. I mean, like,
come on.
It doesn't make you any less of a man. It's legit.
Hey, listen, besides, if you won't do it for that reason, this guy's a fan of our show, right? I don't want you to piss off one of our customers.
I apologize.
So,
all right, okay. He apologizes there, and he's the handshake. It's over. It's over. We have peace.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you.
Take it easy. Oh, my God.
Bye-bye.
That tension.
Wow.
That was...
Jimmy the intern.
And there he goes. And now they're walking out together.
I hope he doesn't, like, pound Jimmy into the ground now.
I don't think so. There goes
Mr. Liddy. Mr. Liddy, will you please make sure that guy doesn't beat up Jimmy? Gordon, I know you can hear me out there. Please step in.
G. Gordon Liddy will take care of Jimmy if there's any problem.
Wow.
That was pretty intense.
Ooh, yeah, it was. Listen, I'll say that, really, and I mean it. I don't endorse Jimmy calling anybody names.
Right.
He gets that from us.
Yeah,
because we call people names here on the show.
Jimmy deals with a lot of all day, every day. It's one of the toughest jobs in broadcasting to deal with what he deals with. Here comes G-Man, G. Gordon Liddy, coming in right now.
G, can you tell me, did that guy beat Jimmy out there?
Jimmy had a little altercation with one of our listeners, and they were walking out together. You didn't see any violence or anything like that.
Because
we were going to recommend that if Jimmy got into some kind of scrape, you could...
Please help him?
You could help him up.
Well, I'd kill the guy for you, but I'm...
Hey, yeah.
Hey. you go.
There's only one problem. I have found in Pescate, when you kill somebody, the paperwork involved is terrible. You need to fill out all these forms. You get tickets for littering.
You're the man, Gordon.
Thank you, Gordon.
Thank you. I'll kill him for you.
God bless, he says. G. Gordon Liddy, there you go. The paperwork.
How about that? I'll kill him for you. And you know what? That man meant it.
Yeah.
I love you because you're hanging by a thread. That's what I love about you, G. Gordon Liddy.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, wow.
I'll kill him for you.
Boy, that was a fascinating segment there.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Man, oh, man.
It was all real.
Pretty good. Now, where's Jimmy now?
Jimmy went back to his phones. He's manning the phones right now.
Oh,
and you can imagine the love he's getting right. Hey, open that door, Buzz. Jimmy, are you getting a lot of love back there now?
God.
He gave us the salute.
Let me just say, if anybody else wants to try that with Jimmy, the only way you're going to get an apology is to be as big as that guy was.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, otherwise,
yes, forget about it.
You know, no one in our listening audience should underestimate our level of physical cowardice.
Absolutely. You notice how fast me and Mike apologize to that guy.
Oh, absolutely, man.
Yeah. Guy sound like a backwards hillbilly on the telephone, but in person, you're right.
You always got to know what fight to pick.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
So I shouldn't call that guy an FP anyway.
No.
Could have just called him a P and it would have been okay.
Absolutely.
You don't have to toss the F in there.
True. Well, we you know, in fairness to Jimmy, we kind of encourage that a little bit. We kind of stir that up in him. We kind of say, hey, Jimmy's having enough. You know, we've done that for a long time.
But I've had serious discussions with him off the air about the fact that legally, you know, the CBS has got all kind of crap that you're not supposed to cuss at people and stuff like
that. Okay, no more cussing back there, Jimmy.
No, don't cuss at people.
And Jimmy. You too, Charlie. Rob,
I guess that's the end of that.
Hello. Buzz, Don, Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I don't think Jimmy had to apologize to that guy.
Well, listen, why didn't you come down here and let him beat your ass then?
Well, what difference? His size. What's his size got to do with it?
Hey, you want what's his size got to do?
You're not
the
here.
Guy's like Lurch, man.
So he can do whatever he wants then. I mean,
yeah, hello, welcome to the law of the jungle. Jesus, are you kidding?
It's easy to hide behind a telephone, son.
Yeah, no kidding. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. I no one talks to our interns that way. I am 6'2", 250, bounced at the beach for 5 years. I don't care what this goon looks like. No one talks to Jimmy that way.
Listen.
I can't get there in time to save his life, but I'll avenge him.
Yeah, hi, Rob.
Hi, I'm 6'2", 280, and yes, he does talk to Jimmy like that.
Yeah, you know, I will tell you something.
No offense.
Wait, no,
I'm
no. No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Size doesn't have anything to do with this. This is the guy's presence. The guy had a bit of a...
Yes.
There's a look. There's a look.
Determination.
Trust me, sir. I know the look, okay? I probably know the look better than most people.
You do.
And I do know the look, and I do know when not to go for it.
Mike, you've been in a lot of bar brawls down in Rehoboth where you're fighting three guys at once and win?
Well, Mike has.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact,
point taken.
Mike has.
Point
Thank you. Taken. Bye-bye. Okay.
it's that look in the eye.
Determination.
It's that look in the eye which kind of says, been there, done it.
Yeah, just apologize to the guy.
Yeah,
give him some lip service, man.
Sure.
It's that stupid rule about keeping the customer happy.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Like when you go into a store and they apologize to you. They don't mean it.
No. They don't mean it, but they do it and makes you feel better.
Sorry that I overcharged you $20.
Good. Well, then, maybe I'll come back to your store.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I said the guy hasn't come all the way down here. He's that huge.
He's that angry.
Just apologize to him, man. It's just words.
Hey, man, you guys got to be kidding. Like, you with the guys would never apologize.
Are you kidding? We apologized to him immediately.
Yeah.
Weren't you listening?
Oh, man, I was listening, yeah, but that wasn't you guys on the line. I mean, that was Jimmy you guys were doing.
Well, listen, that guy could have gone crazy. It was me and Mike on the line. I had a vision of the studio just being demolished by that guy.
Yeah, we never apologize on the telephone, but we apologize constantly if we're physically confronted.
Hey, I tell you what, that'd be a first. After listening to you guys for so many years.
Come on. Go to hell.
You know, all the big tough guys now.
Yeah. Go to hell. Listen,
all the
if
big
you don't,
tough guys.
If you don't,
a mile in our shoes.
If you don't know by now, then you are listening to the wrong show.
Yeah, I mean, in the words of Mike Tyson, I got children to raise.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I can kind of appreciate Jimmy's position a little bit. I call him up every day, almost every day, and just, you know, call him a loser to harass him a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And he's called back and, you know, given me a bad time, too.
People like you, sir, that are the reason that Jimmy's just on the verge right now.
Yeah.
No, I mean, Jimmy's cool, though. I mean, he's never, this guy must have really ticked Jimmy off, because, I mean...
Let me just say, this guy had a little Full Metal Jacket in him, the guy that was down here today.
Perfect example.
Okay.
That was in the eyes. You know, there was just something in those eyes.
Just say, you know, I'm sorry. You know, this is not the best breakfast I ever had. I want my money back.
And it wasn't like he was really not trying to be
He didn't want, all he wanted was his apology.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
I tell you, nothing sells like drama, though, man. That's better than any soap opera you'd have on TV today. That
That's
was real.
Sure. True.
Jimmy almost got his ass kicked here. Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike show.
How you doing?
Great, thank you.
Well, I wanted to call, actually, and I have to agree somewhat with the other guy. I called earlier today to let you guys know about the guitar thing with Van Halen, with the drill.
Oh, just shut up.
Huh?
I said shut up. Are you another guy that's going to complain? You called the show and somebody hung up on you because you wanted to make
it. Well, no, he was like, well, who cares? You know? I mean, well,
as long as the guy answering the telephone doesn't cuss at you, he is allowed to say, who cares?
Right.
That's irrelevant.
And that's
they've moved on to another subject. He could do any of that, man.
Right, I understand that. I'm saying that he shouldn't have cussed at the guy, though. He could have said, you know, like you say.
We have been through that.
We've covered that.
This is piling on. No piling on, Jimmy.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I understand his job is hard, too. I'll give him that.
Yeah. Especially talking to guys like you. And I would have hated to have to talk. How many times did you call today? What did you call about? What was the topic?
Oh, you were talking about the chainsaws.
Mm-hmm. What was your call? What was your call?
You were calling to say that the drill sound is and give the Van Halen title, right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a guitar player, so that I care, I guess.
See, but you understand that what you were trying to say had already been said on the air,
and rather than calling,
actually, you said it right after I called.
And rather than calling and talking about this, maybe you could have written a song and played it for Jimmy right now. That would have been a much more entertaining call. Than
I could do that.
All this gobbledygook. No, it's too late for that.
Forget that. Forget it now.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for...
Where do you live?
I love your show, by the way.
Where do you live?
I live in Storm Lake, Iowa.
I'm going to drive there tonight and kick your ass.
Oh, come on. Come on for band practice. We're having band practice.
I'm serious, man. Give me a map to Iowa. I'm going to go to Whoop-Ass, Iowa. All right. I don't even want to take any more calls about this. I look up on the screen. I don't care if you support Jimmy or if you defend Jimmy or if you're not with Jimmy. I don't care.
We covered it. The situation was resolved. When you resolve a situation, okay, when there's a crisis, not everybody's going to be happy, but it was resolved.
Okay? Fight's over.
Right.
Nothing more to see. Go back home.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don, didn't you ever give anybody anything just for the pleasure of it? You know, something you didn't want anything in return for?
Sure, just yesterday I gave my friend Jimmy something.
Now that's fine. What'd you get?
A sock in the head.
I meant charity.
I didn't charge him nothing.
I meant something for the joy of giving.
I enjoyed it.
The Don and Mike Show. Reluctantly, here's Don and Mike.
I saw that I received an advanced copy of the complete Harper's Index.
Yeah.
Which is a great book, which is full of, or is it a magazine? I got a press release. It's a publication that comes out every year with the dumbest, the best trivia ever.
Factoids, and more factoids.
But the kind of stuff that you don't hear in normal trivia.
Hmm.
Like, for instance, okay, this is for 1996.
Okay.
For 2 years ago. Percentage of American kids under the age of 6 who say that the first U.S. flag was sewn by Betsy Ross. 15%, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Number who say it was sewn by Barbara Bush? 29%.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Percentage of Americans who say they don't believe anything that Dan Rather says?
100%.
6%.
All right. Uh-huh.
Percentage of Americans who say they've never experienced deja vu? 42%. Percentage of American men who say that foot odor is a concern.
Oh, yes, I'm in that percentage.
Yeah. 54.
Mm-hmm.
54%.
I mean, a concern for them personally,
right,
of course.
I know, with your beautiful feet.
My feet, I have no foot odor at all.
In 1996, the number of Americans who were killed on the job by a robot.
Oh, wow.
See, that's a great fact.
Yeah.
Man. What do you think the answer is?
I would say people killed by a robot on the job.
In 1996.
And you want the number?
A number.
I will say 5.
No, Buzz, you're high.
Oh, really? I'll say 3.
2.
2 people were killed by a robot.
Average number of moles on an adult body? Present company notwithstanding.
Yeah, I'm like the mole man.
You have a lot of moles.
I got tons of them.
You are covered with moles.
Every time I go to the doctor wants to slice them off to make sure that I don't have cancer. He wants to bite them off the way that Ed wants to take care of Johnny's polyps.
I'd like to thank you, Ed, from the bottom of my... Now, get over there and take care of his moles right now.
Chances that a Southerner owns a gun.
The mole question, though, was the average amount of moles.
Oh, 25.
25.
Wow. 25. Chances that a Southerner owns a gun.
85%.
2 out of 3.
Oh.
Okay. Percentage of Americans who say that the automobile is the greatest invention of all time. 10%.
I'm really? Fire. I like fire.
Percentage of Americans who say the VCR is the greatest invention of all time.
Yeah.
87%.
Sure. Say it's the greatest invention of all time.
Time.
Hey, salute!
Watch Ginger
Lynn. Proud to be an American!
Here's another good one. Number of deaths in 1996 caused by vending machines falling on people who shook them. See what I mean about what a great trivia this is? In 1996, how many people were killed by vending machines that fell on them after they shook them?
I'll say right around that same 3.
You're high.
You're high.
High.
Buzz?
I'll say 2.
2, yes. Yeah.
Two people. And boy, that's an unfortunate circumstance.
Chances that an episode of Gilligan's Island is about getting off the island. 1 out of 3 episodes of Gilligan's Island.
They were creative scriptwriters, weren't they?
Average weight of a Chinese man's...
Look at that.
...in grams.
Boy.
2.
I'm giving them a gram each.
No. 19 grams.
19 grams?
Yes.
Ah, so.
Average weight of a Great Dane's in grams.
40 grams.
42. Oh, wow. Yeah, Mr. Animal Law.
Yeah, you know, there was no hesitation there. All you have to do is just wait for the right moment, and you'll find that out. Take a little mini scale with me.
Average duration of sexual intercourse for humans in minutes.
This is important.
1 minute. And, of course, I'm disqualified from this one.
One should give... I will say 8 minutes.
No, Buzz.
I'll say 3.
No, it's 10 minutes.
Wow. 10 minutes.
Average duration for chimpanzees.
15 seconds.
You're high.
I'm high.
Oh, wow.
Buzz.
8 seconds.
10 seconds.
Wow. 10 seconds. Hey, got ahead of those chimps.
Those monkeys, they know what they want, don't they?
And they get it, and they get it fast.
And there you go.
It's over. It's over in the blink of an eye.
Done.
Man.
Let me see. Percentage of Americans in 1996 who couldn't recognize Al Gore. 44%, because this is a two-part question.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Percentage of Americans who couldn't recognize Al Gore, 44%.
All right.
Now, to back that up, the percentage of Americans who could not recognize Mr. Clean.
10%.
You're high.
Wow. Oh, 8%.
7, yeah. 7%. Yeah.
So, once again, proud to be an American.
45% of people don't know who Al Gore is, but right. 93% of the people know who Mr. Clean is.
Who's the guy with the tie? Hey, but there's Mr. Clean! I like you. I love you, Mr. Clean!
I like to die.
We were standing right next to you. Somebody said the vice president in town, but so was Mr. Clean.
All right, here's a good one. In 1996... reported cases of people bitten by rats in New York City, 340.
Okay.
Okay. How many cases in 1996 of people biting other people? And this is long before Marv Albert's story came out.
I'll say 50.
The Buzz?
I'll say 100.
1,446.
That is incredible.
Wild.
Sure, you know, I'm trying to go wild, over, but it's turning into Johnny.
Ed, I'm uncomfortable again. Oh, great one.
Ed, I promise I won't report it to the police if you bite my polyps. Go to it, boy.
Great one. Have you seen my dentures?
Put them in, Ed, and get to 9.
Percentage of American men who say they sleep in the nude.
15%.
Buzz?
I'd say 35%.
26%.
26%. Present company excluded or included? I know you sleep in a t-shirt and your brief.
Sure do.
I know that.
How do you know that? Same way I know about your body.
Yeah, there you go. I sleep in boxers. There's only one of us that sleeps in the nude.
Buzz.
Right here.
Percentage of women who say that they sleep in the nude?
I'll say 25%.
No, you're way high.
I'd say 40%.
Again, I know your wife probably does, right, Buzz?
Sure.
Yeah, 6%. Only 6%.
A boy can dream.
Yeah.
She's getting chocolate tonight.
Yes, she is.
All right.
Percentage of American men. Percentage of American men who say they enjoy sex more than money. How many guys, what's the percentage of guys who enjoy sex more than money?
50.
You're close. That's 47. And now, the percentage of women who say that they enjoy sex more than money?
I'll say 30.
You're close. Only 26%.
Man, see, I'm good at that. Yeah.
And finally, the percentage of Americans who expect to go to heaven.
In this room?
No, not this room. All bets are off in this room.
That expect to go to camp, I will say 70%.
You're pretty close. Buzz?
I was going to say 90. Probably.
Yeah, 66%.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and how many lambs does it take to make one lambskin condom?
Oh, and I don't even know how they make you.
Sad.
Oh, that is sad. They still make them out of lambskin?
Daddy.
I'm going to say 3.
No, Buzz.
1.
Right.
Yeah. 1
there
lamb.
There you go, Mr. Sleep in the Nude.
He knows that.
You heard that correct.
Honey, I brought chocolate home.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's that on TV?
I don't know, but look, there's Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean. Mr. Clean's at the White House standing next to some guy with a striped tie. I wonder if they want Mr. Clean to help out.
Hello. That is a great index. I swear to God, I love that. That is Harper's Index.
That is Mr. Clean.
Hello.
Damn.
And 2 Americans killed on the job by robots. Huh. Same amount of Americans that are killed when a soft drink machine falls on them after they're shaken.
I seen that robot. That robot pushed over a soft drink machine. And then he went over and shook hands with Mr. Clean.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. I'm trying to take a call here.
Hello.
As a segue. Hello.
Hello.
Trying desperately to take a telephone call.
This Mrs. Clean.
Hello.
Are you Mrs. Clean? Come on now. Speak up, honey.
All right. I tried to take a call there.
Hello.
I really tried. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
Quick question. Do you know if it was the same robot that killed the 2 guys?
No, I don't know if it was the same robot or not.
Good question. Because then it would officially be a killer robot. And you could make a movie about it.
Thank you, my friend. It was a robo-death.
Just wondering.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, buddy. All right. Now, we got to do a break, and then we'll come back and select one of these wacky stories. Thank you to Harper's Index for those kooky facts. We're all still marveling at that statistic that
yeah.
Something like 40% of the Americans don't know who Al Gore is, but 93% know who Mr. Clean is.
Sure. Look at that, that's Mr. Clean.
Woo! You know, we went through our files, and we have Mr. Clean's phone number.
The original Mr. Clean.
The real Mr. Clean.
I love you, Mr. Clean.
His name is House Peters. The guy, the bald guy, this is not a gag.
Look at that. I recognize him. Yeah. He's Mr. Clean.
And Mike, like Johnny Carson, he's beat cancer.
Well, that's good.
Oh, that's
fantastic.
Mean,
that's some wild stuff.
He's beaten cancer. Excuse me. I said he's beat cancer.
You said it right the first time.
Mr.
He beat it, Mr. Clean.
They call him.
Who's that tall guy with the black hair? In a suit.
I don't know, but that's yours, Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean!
Hey, did you hear that Billy Joe and Bobby Joe was killed by a robot?
You know who to save the day? Mr. Clean!
Hello?
Hello, is this Mr. Clean?
Mr. Clean, yes, I think he's still around here. Just see, I'll get him in just a second.
He's wacky.
How are you?
Yeah, Mr. Clean, it's him.
Mr. Clean, hey, listen.
How are you, Mr. Clean?
This is Don and Mike, and we're doing a national radio show right now.
Oh, yes.
Hello.
Didn't I talk to you once before?
Yes, we spoke with you once before, Mr. Clean.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
Yeah,
no, we didn't.
I think we did. From you come out of Universal on between 1 and 3, something like that.
No.
No, I really don't think we've ever had you on our show.
I think we did.
No.
Are you just being that way?
No, I really do. I seem to have a memory of chatting with Mr. Clean.
I don't remember, but either way.
Sure, it doesn't matter.
Listen, he's the real-life Mr. Clean. He's battled back from cancer. Mm-hmm. His loyal fans love him. And we just wanted to tell you a statistic that we just read.
Yes?
A statistic that says 43% or something like that of Americans don't know who Al Gore is. They couldn't recognize him from a picture.
That's what I've heard.
But 93% of all Americans know who Mr. Clean is.
You're quite right, sir.
Congratulations on that.
You were familiar with that statistic, Mr. Clean?
I heard that. Somebody called me on that, yes.
Yes.
That's great. And are you still making appearances as Mr. Clean?
Well, we're supposed to go to San Francisco, but not during these holidays, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And are you still keeping yourself in shape, Mr. Clean?
Mr. Glane.
Yeah.
Do you go out on tour like with Madge the Manicurist?
No.
And Rosie the Quicker Picker Upper, or what's that lady's name?
Oh.
The lady that was Rhoda's mom.
Yeah, Rosie. Who was it?
Nancy Walker.
What?
Mr. Clean?
Hello, Mr. Clean.
Yeah, I'm
yes. I'm sorry, we were all talking at the same time.
Were you asking us a question?
Yeah, I was asking you a question. What television show were you with?
See, Mike?
Yeah.
Who is it?
We are on the radio, sir.
On the radio, okay. Uh-huh. Now give me your real name. Who are you?
My real name is Bruce Wayne.
You're not drinking the cleaning product now, are you, Mr. Clean?
No.
And this is my youthful ward, Dick Grayson. Listen, we're just a couple of disc jockeys, and we mentioned, sir, my name is Don, and this is my friend Mike.
Hello.
And we called because we read that statistic that you had heard about, that more people knew who you were than Al Gore was.
That's true, yeah.
Yes, Mr. Clean.
Kidded about that, too.
You get kidded about that, Mr. Clean?
Oh, sure.
Really?
How'd you get the job in Mr. Clean?
Is it happy hour, Mr. Clean?
I didn't pick you up then. What'd you say?
Ah, don't worry about it. Are you happy to be Mr. Clean?
Oh, we're having fun at it. My so-called manager, so to speak, we're writing an autobiography, and all of a sudden they picked this up from the Orange County Register and put it in the Globe. And it's surprising. After all these years, I've been away since the 60s, and I did the Mr. Clean, and I was the first one.
How's Mr. Whipple doing?
Mr. Who?
You know, don't squeeze the Charmin.
I've heard that, but I've never met him.
Oh, you don't know him.
I did meet, what's her name?
Madge the Manicurist?
Oh, no, there's one other that was...
The Donut Man, the guy that makes...
Mother Nature.
Mother Nature. It's not nice to fool Mother Nature.
I met her at the Beverly Garland at a court show there for entertainers.
You ever hang out with the Maytag repairman?
Well... He and I knew each other pretty well before he passed on.
Yes, that's right. There's a new one, Mr. Carlson from WKRP in Cincinnati.
I've never met him.
He's nowhere near as good.
I haven't been active since 68.
Yeah. Oh, since 68.
Gotcha. All right, well, Mr. Clean, we just wanted to say hi, and more people know you than Al Gore.
You should be very proud of that, Mr.
You the man, Mr. Clean.
Well, it's nice of you to remember me.
And on the occasion that you would be enjoying a mixed beverage of choice... What would your favorite mixed beverage be?
If I enjoyed a mixed beverage.
Yes.
I kind of think you might be now.
Yes, an adult beverage.
Oh,
yes.
I'm drinking now. I take red wine and split it with water. That's about the limit of what I do.
Okay. What is that, Mike?
Red wine and splits it with water.
I thought you said red wine.
Yeah, split it with water, that's it. I can't drink, and I never did drink too much.
So you'll water down your wine?
Yeah.
Well, okay. That's good. Good. Make it last longer.
That's right.
Gotcha. Well, thank you, Mr. Clean.
Yeah, well, I thank you for your call.
We love you, Mr. Clean.
Woo!
Bye-bye.
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 Okay, partner.
Bye-bye. Okay, partner. It's Mr. Partner to you, Mr. Clean.
Take care, Mr. Clean.
Will do.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for the call.
You
have a wonderful Christmas. Yeah. And New
Happy holidays to you, Mr. Clean.
Thank you, Mr. Clean. Thank you.
I love you, Mr. Clean.
I'll be in Las Vegas.
All right, goodbye.
I love
bye-bye.
You, Mr. Clean.
Goodbye.
You just said Mr. Clean on the radio.
God.
Mr. Clean.
That wasn't brain cancer he had, was it?
Oh, no. Mr. Clean.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, that car phone is off.
Oh, it's going to get better, I promise. I listen to you every day on the way home, and I just wanted to call and see why you're insinuating that all the questions that weren't answered in that poll were all people from the South.
Oh, I wasn't doing a Southern accent there. I was doing a generic Mr. Clean accent.
No, before when Don was going over all the different facts.
Oh, God. Lady, listen, why don't you give it a rest? Honey, it's a comedy show.
Oh, I know.
For God's sake.
Just give us a break.
We're on the Southern people so bad. We're all pretty friendly and we're not all
Yeah, y'all got a great sense of humor because every time I tell a joke, one of you calls up and screws up the whole goddamn show.
Well,
and happy holidays,
you stupid hick.
You make my
hick broad. Hey, did your daddy knock you up?
Nope, not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Didn't have time because you were going down to the local store to see Mr. Clean.
That's right, you got it.
Just have a little more fun. Lighten up a little bit.
Come on.
Have a great evening.
Lighten up a little bit.
Show.
I will now that you called.
Bye, guys.
Hit a phone pole.
Wouldn't that be fun? All of a sudden that phone just goes tick. Dead. They couldn't clean up that mess with Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean. Mr. Clean. Why are Southerners? Don't they have anybody who's on the radio locally down there who busts on them?
Oh, I'm in Springfield, Virginia.
Well, then what the hell do you care?
What do you care?
Because I'm from North Carolina.
We have fun with everybody, lady.
Oh, I know that. I think you guys are great.
Well, then why did you call?
I just wanted to know why you think all Southern people are stupid.
Why?
It's a joke!
Okay.
You know, it's a joke that you ruin when you call and ask these inane, stupid questions. You are the reason that Southerners have a rap for being stupid.
If you say so.
Oh, that's right. Now patronize me. That's right. Turn around to me. That's right. If you say so, Don.
That's that little schoolmarm tone. It's driving us nuts. Makes me want to drink a whole quarter. Mr. Clean!
But that's what makes your show so much fun.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. It's giving me bad headache.
This is not fun.
Give me a bad ice cream headache right now. You're giving me a Slurpee headache.
And you don't get it. You know that, don't you? You don't get the show.
Oh, of course I get the show.
No, you don't.
I listen every day.
No, you don't.
Sure I do.
Oh, I believe you listen every day. I just don't think you get it.
You don't get it.
Because you're a Southerner.
No.
Because Southerners are so stupid.
No, we're stupid.
Yes, you are.
Oh, I was waiting for that music. That's what I was waiting for.
All right. That irritates you so much.
Now I feel quite at home.
Yeah. So I took the butcher knife and I put it up to her neck. And I said, you better start frying them eggs with Mr. Clean.
Huh? Well, you guys, I'm at home now, so I got to get off here. But you guys have a great evening and a good holiday.
You are humorless.
No way.
And I'm betting you're frigid, too.
Frigid and humorless.
Not quite.
You haven't laughed during this entire conversation.
Well, that's because you're not listening close enough.
To all your great barbs?
To your guffaws that we just didn't pick up because we're talking too much?
Of course.
I bet you could defrost a steak in your lap. Or rather, you would
freeze a steak.
Freeze
in
a steak. You know what I meant.
That's right. You could take a fresh steak, put a little Mr. Clean on it, and put it in the lap, and it would freeze.
No, you had it right with the defrost part.
Yeah, you're hot. Okay.
All right. Have a great day, guys.
Yeah, listen, thanks for screwing up our show.
Thanks
you're
a
welcome.
Lot. Thanks for nothing.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hillbilly.
Yeah, thank
hillbilly.
You.
Hillbilly, inbred hillbilly.
No, not inbred. Just
yes,
hillbilly.
You are. Yes, you are.
Proud of.
Yes, you are.
A hillbilly and proud of it.
You're an inbred. You're the result of cousins making love.
No way.
Yes, you are.
No
totally,
way.
Totally, 100%.
Making love in a bathtub filled with Mr. Clean.
Goodbye.
Hello,
Dynamite Show. Hello,
how are you guys?
We're doing great, thank you.
Good. I'm calling from Greenville, South Carolina.
Oh.
No. I'm calling. Thank you guys for cutting on the Southerners because they're hilarious. When you
listen, Jesus Christ. Southerners are not singled out more than anybody else on this show. We have fun with everybody.
You know what it is?
I agree 100%.
People from the South have a real inferiority complex. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that.
We don't cut on Southern people more than anybody else.
We cut on everybody equally.
And I was none of us in here were thinking anything about the South when we were doing that Mr. Clean thing at all.
I was.
I agree with you guys.
Totally.
I don't
see, that music wasn't playing. And now when you play it, it's like,
Mr. Clean!
Mr. Clean!
Hello, Mr. Clean. Listen, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, guys. Radio gods.
Thank you. Best. All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys know that Mr. Clean was like a case study in advertising. It was all designed for housewives in the 50s, the sexual thing.
That doesn't surprise me.
It was like, you know, to appeal to the fantasy of women at home and working in the house, and then there was this big, bald, bicep-y guy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to have to explain to you what the top of Mr. Clean's head looks like.
It looks like a thing.
It sure does.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
A little symbolism.
Hi.
Mr. Clean.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Can I yell at that woman who just called?
No, listen, I just yelled at her real good.
Oh, good.
I yelled at her real good.
I am so glad.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I got a question for Cliff Clavin.
Was there a...
Did you just burp?
There was a burp right there, wasn't there?
Did you just burp before we picked up that phone?
No.
I heard an audible burp. I heard it, too.
I heard a belch before you started speaking.
Confess. Was it you?
No.
Come on, now. We're going to make you wash your mouth out with Mr. Kane.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Who's the vice president?
I don't know.
Hey, but that's Mr. Kane.
It's Mr. Kane.
Hello.
Who's the vice president?
Yeah, who is the vice president?
Al Gore, isn't it?
No, it's Mr. Clean.
Hello, what can we do for you?
Mr. Clean, I was just throwing a point to my boss that, you know, I would be able to get on the air with you guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Man,
hey, Rob.
If you hadn't been on so long, I would have deleted this call out, and then this guy would never have been on the air.
All right.
Yes, I guess the point being anyone can call our show. We're very proud of that.
I think we've proven
that.
That's
me.
Yeah, it's you.
Yeah, he's in there flipping out. He's like, I ain't you, man.
I'm amazed that he actually knew who the vice president was.
Hello, yeah. Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, Don, Mike, Radio Don.
Hello, my friend.
Did you call before with the same phone?
No.
All right, just sounds like the same phone.
This is another guy with a bad phone.
Hello.
What's a payphone? Maybe that's the problem.
Gotcha.
No, actually, I wanted to call to thank you guys, man. You saved my life. I almost became a serious person with a serious road rash. And I was about to...
With a road rash?
A road rage, sorry.
Oh, serious road rage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a courier, I drive all day, and I have to deal with these idiots here in Dudah, Kansas. And I was about to mount 50 cal from the hood of my car, and... You guys, I found you and you saved me.
Thank you. We soothe the savage beast.
That's right. I mean, on behalf of everybody, I'd like just to say to you. Yeah.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, be careful with that. That's the most powerful trank gun on the market.
Huh.
Got her in Mexico.
Cool.
Yeah, it is cool. They say it can puncture the skin of a rhino from a...
Ow! Yes! That's awesome!
What?
You just took one in the jugular, man!
Whoa!
Yes!
Is this bad?
You should pull that out.
Wait. Pull what out?
The dart, man. Got a dart in your neck. You're crazy. I like you, but you're crazy. I'm so tired.
The Don and Mike Show. Smoother than Bacardi Limon. Don and Mike.
Two-time Emmy Award winner Werner Klemperer.
Colonel Klink. And for whatever reason, that's what Nick at Night wants us to refer to him
really
as.
Really? Two-time Emmy Award winner Colonel Klink?
Yeah, well, I'm adding the Colonel Klink part.
Ah, okay.
But they want him introduced. Oh, he's online now? Told ya.
Yep.
Nazi equals efficient.
Mm-hmm.
He just played one on television.
That's right.
Here now is two-time Emmy Award winner Colonel Klink.
Werner Klemperer!
Hello, how are you?
Hello!
It's great to speak with you again.
How is it in Washington, D.C.? Cold?
It is not that cold.
Very good.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Boy, it was years ago where we had you on the program, and it's great to welcome you back, Werner. How you been?
It's nice to see you guys.
Well, you must do so many interviews. I'm sure you don't remember them, but I'm telling you, of all the disc jockeys you've interviewed, no two guys have dedicated their lives to Hogan's Heroes like me and Mike.
I remember you guys very well.
You were appearing at the Kennedy Center in Idiot's Delight with Joe Beth Williams and Stacey Keach.
That's right.
Stacey
2 years ago.
That's right.
And Stacey, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Stacey Keach, right.
Right. That's right.
So listen, they got you on the gravy train now. For TV Land, right?
Yeah, well, you know, this is incredible. You know, this is, I guess it's a spin-off of Nick at Night.
Yeah.
And it's a new cable network, and they are doing all the great sitcoms, the dramas, westerns, everything, variety shows. I think it's a terrific deal.
I just love hearing this guy talk.
Absolutely.
I love hearing him talk. Hey, are you aware that on the Hogan's Heroes reruns over in Germany,
yeah,
that they're not only they're like beating the Jerry Seinfeld show in the ratings, they've switched things around.
I think that is the joke of the century.
Yeah, me too.
To dump Seinfeld, and now they've got an hour every day for 1 hour. They got back-to-back Hogan's and MASH.
And what they're doing is they're adjusting the dialogue where they're popping in different dialogue.
Now, wait. Let me tell you, because I've listened to a couple of them.
Oh, good. Okay, oh, yeah, okay, all right.
It's been highly...
overrated?
Fresh overrated.
Okay.
You know, it makes good print. It's very little change. What they've done is they have used certain dialects for different characters. They use certain dialects that are very, you know, they're very often used in Germany, in different parts of Germany.
Hey,
the basic dialogue is the same.
You ever go over to Germany?
I have been there just recently because I had a couple of friends there that I wanted to visit in the music business.
Do you get
so I went there. I hadn't been there for a long time. We went to Italy, to England, then to Germany.
Do you get stopped and recognized quite a bit when you're overseas?
Yeah, but mostly you get recognized right here.
Uh-huh,
right here. Do you get mad if someone says, hey, Clint?
Mad? How can you get mad if somebody stops you and says something nice to you?
Well, you know, a lot of TV stars that became famous with a sitcom, they try to distance themselves from the role, and they get frustrated with it.
I have no comment about that.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think Clink never knew that all those tunnels were there? And how come
did he never know?
How come
he wouldn't have had a Hogan's Heroes if he knew?
Well, come on, play along, Colonel.
Also, what's important, and I don't know whether I mentioned that to you guys the last time I saw you, but when I got the role, I did make one kind of a little stipulation, and that was if they ever wrote a segment in which Clint came out the winner, I would be off the show.
Oh, hey, and listen, what about you being on The Simpsons? You were pretty great when you were Homer Simpson's, like, what were you, like his good luck fairy?
That was a very strange situation. I had sworn I'd never do Clink anywhere again, but they sent me the script and wanted to know if I was interested. And it was terribly funny because it was an angel who turned into Clink.
Right.
That's a pretty wild concept.
Started off being an angel, and Homer Simpson had no idea who it was, so it had to be, the angel had to recreate himself in some form that Homer Simpson would not only recognize but admire.
That was a great vehicle to do it. I know you didn't want to do it again, but that was a good vehicle for you.
It was fun.
Well, listen, Colonel Clink, are you married now? Are you still married?
I'm married. I'm with the same woman for the last 20 years.
Wow.
Bravo!
Do you, may I ask you about your personal life? Do you?
Well, it all depends in what direction you're going.
Well, I would just like to know. First, can I ask how old you are, sir?
No, you can't. Oh, you can ask.
Oh, all right.
You can ask.
All right. Are you still active in a way that a young man would be?
Now, let me try to analyze this very incredible question.
Go ahead, Warner.
Am I still doing it?
Yeah, there you go.
Hell yes.
Doing it and enjoying it, I hope.
Well, it would be rather boring if I didn't.
Good man. Where do you live now?
My residence is in California, and we spend a bit of time in New York, too.
And obviously you're on some kind of a cell phone. Where are you right now, sir?
I'm talking to you right now, sitting at my desk here in New York City.
Oh, wow, so you're
at your desk. I thought you were, like, in a car going through a tunnel.
No, I'm sitting at my desk, surrounded by papers that I don't know what they're all about.
Well, they have to redo the phones in that office, because I'll tell you, this is a terrible connection.
Yeah, I'm telling you, there is a problem, and you know what I think it is?
Bye.
I think we have a problem here with this telephone. It's really terrible.
Yeah, well, it might be, well, never mind, I was going to say it might be German-made.
What a horrible thing to say.
That's just a joke, Warner.
I got it.
That was awful. Do you ever, last question, do you ever keep in touch with the guys like LeBeau or?
Yes, it's funny that you should mention LeBeau first, because he's the one person out of the show who's become a very good friend of mine.
Really?
Yeah.
We called him recently, and he was going to celebrate Thanksgiving at Coco Loco.
He was going to have a turkey sandwich.
Yes. An open-faced turkey sandwich at, is it Coco Loco? What's that restaurant?
Is that the name of it?
Yes. It's a very trendy place.
Someplace that was very,
he's a beautiful guy.
Yeah, well, he was very nice to us. We had a very nice conversation.
He lives in L.A.
And where do you keep your two Emmy Awards that you've won?
In Los Angeles.
I mean, do you use them as bookends? Do you have them?
No, they're standing on either side of a fireplace.
And when you watch, get a chance to watch TV now, what is your favorite contemporary show on the air now?
My favorite, you're talking about sitcoms?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no question that Seinfeld was it.
All right. Very good.
Although I must add to that, that as far as contemporary sitcoms are concerned, we are woefully lacking in outstanding stuff.
Hey, man, that's why I would like to recommend to you the WB Network. I know that you're here plugging TV land. never mind. Hey, listen, Werner, thanks for your time, my friend.
Well, listen, it's my great pleasure. You guys keep it up. You're doing a hell of a job.
Thank you.
Good luck, Werner.
Take care.
Thank you, Colonel.
Bye-bye.
Out of my way, I'm Hitler!
Well, there is Colonel Klink, you know.
Man, it's amazing that he was actually talking to us on a phone in an office.
Yeah.
Hey, Charles, where is this office that we connected with him? I thought for sure he must be driving in a car, maybe somewhere in Germany.
I think it's an underground bunker.
Boy, oh boy. Hi.
Hi, he was in New York City, just like
New
he said.
New York City? Really? He was at the office of what? The Viacom or whatever the TV land
was? Yes, he was. They had to conference him in from another place, so maybe the conference line had some faulty line to its line.
Oh, man. That was terrible.
Thank you for that technical description, Charles.
We really appreciate that. Way to string the words together.
Thank you. From
another. Thank you very much. Now, this sounds like Werner Klemper calling back right now. Hello, Colonel Klink?
Thank you for that technical.
Hello?
We really appreciate it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Turn down your radio, please.
Okay.
Turn down your American-made radio. your Japanese-made radio.
He didn't like the German phone joke. Mm-mm. Didn't care for that at all. Now, that's a horrible thing to say. Hi, this is Werner Klemper. What a horrible thing to say.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hold on, my old man wants to talk to you.
Your old man? Now, do you mean your husband or do you mean your father?
Well, my boyfriend, but he's older than me.
Are you in the car moving right now, or are you in a wind tunnel?
I'm in the car moving right now.
Are you in the office in New York City?
Can you
I'm in Jackson, Nebraska, actually.
Can you roll up the window, please?
The window is rolled up.
Can you turn down the radio, please?
I have to turn down the radio.
Okay. What can we do for you?
Well, my old man's a real big fan of your guys's.
Of your guys's?
Yes.
He really does like you guys. In fact, he tried out earlier when you were talking to that German guy, and he was really excited because he almost got to talk to you.
Hi, this is Werner Klemper. I'm a giant fan of your guys'.
My old man is a giant fan of your guys'.
Did you say the phone must be German? What a horrible thing to say.
Not German.
Well, listen, what can we do for you?
He just wanted to say hi.
Hi.
Well, where is he?
His name is Jim Hall.
Is he there with you now?
Yes, he is. Do you want to talk to him?
Yes, please. Anything but talking to you.
Hold on.
For goodness sakes.
Out of my way. I'm Hitler.
Now, that's not funny.
What a horrible thing to play.
Hello?
Hail Hitler.
Ah, come on. Hello. What do you want?
Just say hi.
All right. Jesus.
There they are. And a blissful. What a blissful couple. What a horrible thing to say.
We'll be right back. Thank you, Colonel Klink.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And I got one more question. I'm a student of print journalism, and I just wanted to know, what advice do you have for young people coming up into the field? Like, professors are telling us how hard it is to get into the field at first. I'd just like to know, since you're in the field, do you have any advice on that? For instance, experience, is that important?
Uh-huh. Sure.
But is that probably the most important element?
Well, it's way up there.
It's way up there. Anything else? Anything you can do?
Pressure under fire.
Mm-hmm.
Done this before. I don't want it to be his first surgery.
Okay.
Applied himself well.
Mm-hmm.
These are things I'd have confidence in a young MD.
Okay. I'm talking about journalism field.
I'm lost. What do you mean?
The journalism. Like, I'm a student of journalism at a college, and I was just wondering the most important aspect of getting into journalism, not the medical field. I think you're exhausted from 30 nights.
I am exhausted from 30 nights. No person, even those of us who are superhuman, those of us with Herculean appetites for the diverse and the bizarre, even those of us who have shown an aptitude to fight the good fight and stay the good long battle, even those of us can get tired. And your boy is tired after 30 consecutive nights. I have a half hour to go, and I'm going to do that half hour because I'm a pro. That's what pros do. I'm a professional. Look it up in the book.
Okay.
That's what we do. We're pros. We're never rude. We don't cop out. We don't tell you that we're ill or that we're looking for the farmhouse in the middle of the desert or that we're parched. We don't tell you that maybe the check didn't come through this month and where the hell does it go anyway if you're a guy who's left 16 forwarding addresses.
Okay.
So what do you do? What is the answer? Yeah, you're a little perturbed now. Kind of worried about the club.
The club?
Don't worry about the club. Worry about maybe Jackie might worry. Nah, don't worry. Okay, just cool it. Life is a breeze. Of course, some breezes, as you know, are 110 miles an hour and get promoted up to hurricanes. I just passed that along. Speaking of pass it along, we're going to pass along now to the newsroom, the Mutual newsroom, high atop the overlooking downtown, beautiful downtown studios of Washington, Virginia, Washington, D.C. The Mutual newsroom will get us up to date on the news headlines, and we'll come back with a little more Open Phone America. We'll have our salute to my man Duke Zebert by taking him to one of his favorite places, one of mine too, the town of Cooperstown, New York. This is the Larry King Show in Washington, and we'll be right back.
The Don and Mike Show.
They will do you proud every time. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hello, Don and Mike. Thank you so much for taking my call. You guys are having fun. This is what it's all about, right?
Right, buddy.
I'm 26 years old. I enjoy country music. I like Garth Brooks, okay?
Yeah, me too.
I'm trying to find memories and make memories to tell my kids one day. I went all the way to Atlanta's opening show. I went to Ireland. I've driven all the way across the country. I've driven.
Oh, he should have given you a car like he gave those people we tried to call the other day.
There you go. There you go. A couple things. I've been on the HBO special. I find ways to get in magazines, nationwide television. I want to know, you know, I should be there representing you guys.
Wait, slow down for a second.
Yeah, we're trying to track with the Garth Brooks, and you've been in magazines and all that.
Hey, first you ask about Garth Brooks. I think we both like Garth Brooks, don't we?
Yeah, I like Garth Brooks.
He's okay.
Well, see, that's the whole thing. The reason I'm chattering away here, I didn't want to give you the chance to talk about Garth because I didn't want you guys to rip on him.
We're not ripping on him, as you can plainly tell.
Cool. Okay, we're good. Now, I'm called the Garth fan out.
He's kind of doofy looking, but it's okay.
All right.
Because I've been told that on occasion I've looked like Garth Brooks.
He has a short haircut just like you do.
Yeah. And a big wide head. That's what Darrell Pounds of the Redskins said to me today. I'm out at Redskins Park doing my interview with him.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden he looks up and he says, "Man, you got a big wide head."
Well, you're saying it as a compliment, right?
No, it's just a statement.
It's just a statement that your head
just
was
a statement
wide. Yeah.
That I had a big wide head.
I would guess that in the NFL, having a wide head would be somewhat of an advantage. You know, remember Pumpkinhead.
He said, "Call me Pumpkinhead." So anyway, listen, what about Garth Brooks?
So anyways, imagine when he's back in Germany, next coming up on his tour here, and he's doing his live other country tours here, and then we have this big old Don and Mike sign in the background. It can happen. The HBO special, I was on there at least four or five different times. It was live.
How do you gain access to all of these places?
Were you just in the crowd?
I'm the first one there. I waited 16 hours before the Central Park free concert started.
Oh, my God. Stalker?
No, not at all. Just making memories because this is on tape and it's never going to go away and I could show
you. Making memories.
So that's how you're spending your 20s, basically making memories.
Making memories.
That's exactly it.
Sounds like it could be a Garth Brooks song, Making Memories.
I'm just making memories.
Someday, maybe.
So then what, you make your kids sit down and watch the tapes of you screaming your head off at a Garth Brooks concert?
Yeah, didn't your parents maybe go to the Beatles or Elvis?
Yeah, but you know, when your kids get to be the age where they would appreciate something like
that. Not my parents.
So you might be in a situation where they're making fun of you.
Well, maybe, but that's okay, because that's what I did when I was younger.
You're making memories.
Making memories.
What I'm getting at is I've shaved Garth and HBO in the back of my head. What if I had something like Don and Mike? Get on TV, it can happen.
Listen, we appreciate any publicity. Anything you could do would be appreciated.
No, but see, I need something out of it, too. So let's lay down a little wager. If I get on somewhere, you know, let's do something here.
What do you want from us?
Listen, I don't know how much exposure some guy's had for 6 seconds in the crowd on an HBO special is going to do us, to be honest with you.
Well, also, that back of that head's in the Country Weekly magazine, which is on
now,
the National.
Listen, you would have to, like, do something like jump up on stage.
There you go.
And, like, cow tie him or something.
Do it.
Lay it down.
Do it for the memory.
Because I'm making memories right now.
Making memories.
Will you guys bail me out?
Bail you out of what?
Out of jail after I hog time.
Yeah, sure. Sure we will. Go ahead.
All right.
How do you support yourself?
Actually, I work at an electronics distribution in Rockland, which is near Sacramento.
And what is it about Garth Brooks that does it for you?
I enjoy his music, all of his songs, the things he does, money, charities. It's just incredible. I mean, ticket prices, $18 to go to his concert.
And the fame.
And, of course, the fame.
You like being in the Country Music Weekly?
Like that. Liked being on Dynamite for about 4 or 5 minutes.
Gotcha.
Good thing.
All right. Well, then, if you cow-tie him, if you jump up on stage and cow-tie Garth Brooks.
what's cow-tying?
That is like, that is where you take...
Is that anything like hog-tying?
Yes.
Well, calf roping?
You would
right?
put his hands and his legs behind his back,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you would tie him... And then pull out a knife and please carve in his back, Don and Mike kick ass. If you will do that, I promise we will bail you out.
You will bail me out?
Yes.
Okay, and what was my name?
I have no idea.
Come
I'm supposed
on,
to know
guys.
Your name.
The Garth fan from Sacramento.
The Garth fan, and you've gone to Ireland to...
I've gone to Ireland. I met him in Ireland.
Uh-huh.
Hmm. I went to Atlanta, his very first concert.
I guarantee they've got a picture of you in that big Garth Brooks crazy file.
They sure do.
There you go. And and then back in New York.
This guy's going to have Garth Brooks tied up, have a gun to his head. Garth, I'm just making memories, man.
Don and Mike gave me permission.
I'm just making memories. I love you, Garth.
Call Don and Mike. Call Don and Mike.
I'm just making memories.
You made me do it.
Now, Garth, you stay here. Don't worry. There's an air hole. I got an air hole up top.
Mr. Man.
You'll be fine.
Because I'm making memories.
Making memories, Garth. We're friends now. I'll be back to give you your food later.
And to bathe you. And to help you with your bathroom dealings.
I'm here to help you.
Because we're making memories.
You'll
give me a trivia question on Garth Brooks.
You'll be very dependent on me, Mr. Brooks.
Hey.
I'm your number one fan.
Hey. I'll brush your teeth and comb your pretty hair.
Trivia question on Garth Brooks.
We'll be making memories.
All I'm doing, Mr. Brooks, is I'm making memories. That's why I'm keeping you down here in the Ruth Cellar.
Have you heard of the Don and Mike Show? They're my favorite disc jockeys.
Yeah, I got them tattooed on my stomach for when I'm on your next HBO special in Germany.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
So no deals, huh?
No deals? What you talk? Of course no deals.
You know how you got the guys yelling Don and Mike on David Letterman?
Right.
That's nothing. A little voice in the background.
Well, listen.
What about a big old swinging sign that says Don and Mike?
We told you what we want you to do. Now, either go do it or don't do it, but I'm going to hang up on you now. So
can't do the bodily injury.
And you know, to be honest, if you're going to do something, we are big fans of the audio interruption. That really works best for our purposes.
Yeah, one of those songs where he's talking, where he's like, I want to tell you this song is about when I left my wife.
Don and Mike!
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
There you
all
go.
Right.
That's how you do it.
Okay. All right, guys.
Just making memories.
That's your first making memories mission.
And once I come through, we'll work on from that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
That's when you can contact our accountants.
Sure.
Okay. All right, guys.
Okay.
See
bye-bye.
Ya.
All right, bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Go sharpen your knives now.
There you go.
Don and Mike.
Wearing a big 10-gallon hat.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I'm just making memories.
He's wearing those chaps that Pee Wee Herman wore.
Don and Mike.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, this is Eddie Potter. How you doing?
Hi, Eddie Potter.
You, on the way out to Sacramento.
Eddie, did you, you just run up a flight of stairs?
Eddie's just making memories.
I was smoking, and that's the reason I was winded.
Okay.
We lit up a bonfire for you on the Appalachian Trail on your way to San Francisco.
Oh, I remember you that's called right. us when you were out camping doing a deliverance.
That's right. I was the mountain man.
Right.
And you lit up a big old bonfire.
Now, did y'all see that when you headed out?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like we're going to pay that guy to go up on stage with Garth Brooks. You bet we saw that.
That was a heck of a fire.
What is that all about? What do these people want? Money from you?
Just making memories.
About being a fan.
I tell you, looking out the window of that plane. plane and seeing that bonfire, I pointed it out to Don, and he said, what a memory.
I said, Mike, we're making memories.
Making memories right now.
I said, get out the VCR. I got to tape this trip so I can play it for my kid.
Now, Mike,
think how psychotic that's going to be. He's going to make his kids sit down. Now, look. Here's when I see me in the fifth row holding up the big I love you, Garth sign.
Oh, Daddy, I'm so proud of you.
Here's when I went over to Ireland to follow Garth. Yeah, there I am right there. Look at that.
That's right, wearing a cowboy hat and a leprechaun suit.
I'm just making memories for my kids, for my youngins.
Absolutely. It's a noble cause.
Making memories.
Make some memories. Try to put some money in the college fund.
Hello?
Yeah, gagging on him is good, but I'll tell you what, nothing beats the pumpkin Picasso. That gig is the best gig y'all ever do.
All right, my
friend. That's Butterball.
All right. Thank you, Mountain Man.
We love you. Don Mike, my brothers.
Love you.
Thanks for the bonfire.
You're welcome. Woo!
Boy, we go to all extremes on this show. Yeah. 10 minutes ago, a lady screaming at us saying, you hang up on people, you're not nice to people. That's here's a guy absolutely in love with us.
You got to love the balance, the yin and the yang.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike, how you doing?
Doing great, thanks.
Oh, great. Hey, that guy that called from Sacramento, he's going to wind up like De Niro in The Fan.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
You're going to see him on the big screen.
Or De Niro and the King of Comedy.
You know, I saw an ad yesterday for a new Wesley Snipes movie. You know, I am a huge Wesley Snipes fan.
You tell him that when we call him at his home number quite often.
A really serious type movie. The ad said winner of like Golden Globe or Cannes Film Festival or some garbage like that where the name of the movie, I think, is One Night Stand.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I like Wesley Snipes. Mm. I like him a lot. Hello?
Yes, Don Mike?
Yeah.
Radio Gods?
Hi.
Dr. Laura Schlesinger or Sally Jesse Raphael?
Sally Jesse in a minute.
Really?
Only because I dislike Dr. Laura so much.
I've only seen like a still picture of Dr. Laura.
Doesn't matter.
But Sally,
have you heard her on the radio?
Yeah, I've heard her on the radio. But as you said many times, you know, the personality and the you can't. And so I think I'd have to go with Dr. Laura because I'm really physically repelled by Sally Jesse.
Hey, Buzz.
Never heard the show, but Dr. Laura.
Well, just more Sally for me.
Yes,
more red glasses for me.
We'll see you in Sacramento on Thursday.
Thank you, my friend. We'll be there.
All righty.
We'll be at later, my friend. We'll be at Memorial Auditorium in Sacramento on Thursday. Now, listen, I want to get to one of these stories very quickly.
Very good.
We have the story about Rosie fighting arthritis because she's so fat.
From the Globe, the true tabloid.
We also have the GIF and Kathy Lee story with a picture of them sleeping on the airplane.
Yeah, that is the best picture.
Okay. Then we have another article about people who live in Freaktown, USA.
Freaktown!
Oh. A guy known as the human blockhead and the half woman.
Oh.
We have phone numbers for both of them.
Freaktown. Is that a guy with a nail coming out of his skull?
Be like Florida, right? He's known as the human blockhead, Mike.
Oh, my God. Look at that. Oh, God. That's the kind of guy that nails, like, puts a regular nail into his head.
Right. Mm-hmm. What was that parade that I saw? Was it in Brazil recently where they had people walking down the street and they had like knitting needles coming out of their cheeks and stuff?
Like hanging from them and it might have been in India.
What is up with that?
I think there are religions where they go into this trance and they actually drive spikes through their skin.
Wow. Alright, then I got a story about the guy who carves celebrities' faces in the sides of pumpkins.
The pumpkin Picasso.
Also, someone who says, that's what it says. Someone who says, good luck finding a black cat this Halloween.
Okay.
Or a telephone call. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, yes, I would like to defend Kathy Lee Gifford.
For what?
I think that you have been making fun of her for too long.
Detector.
Yeah, come on, you're talking with a phony voice.
Talk in your real voice.
Excuse me.
You're not going to fool us with this.
Excuse me, this is my real voice.
No, this
isn't. I'm tired of the abuse you have heaped on her.
Oh, blow off, you bitch. She's not on the level.
No. She wasn't a real Kathy Lee lover.
Hello, to John and Mike Show. Hello?
Even if she was on the level, it would have gotten the same response, either whether she was a phony or not.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Don and Mike. How are you guys doing today?
We're great.
Great. I just got one question for you.
What's that?
Unfortunately, I don't think I'll be able to make it up to Sacramento to see you guys this coming Thursday. Are you guys going to be there next year?
We don't know what we're going to be doing this weekend. We're going to be lucky if we are live this weekend. We live for the now, my friend.
That's right. Live in the now. And if you're going to spew into this.
Thank you. Okay, you guys are great.
Thank you.
You bet.
All right, bye-bye. Listen, let's call the pumpkin Picasso.
Let's do that and see just how many stars he's carved into the incredible pumpkin.
It's sure to be so lame. You know, it's like on the Today Show. You know that they're going to have the pumpkin that's carved like Katie Couric and the one that's carved like Al Roker and the one that's carved like Matt Lauer.
Then they're going to bring the pumpkin champion out with the largest pumpkin, and he'll give the typical interview, which is...
What? Yeah.
Monday Night Football, they always have the pumpkins that look like Al, Frank, and Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Pumpkin Masters, could you hold, please?
Pumpkin Masters. Yes. Hey, this is Don and Mike, and we're doing a national radio show right now. We'd like to talk to one of the guys that's making celebrity pumpkins.
I think she might have already put us on hold.
Really?
Because they're very busy at Pumpkin Masters.
Really?
Hi, I'm the Pumpkin Picasso, working at Pumpkin Masters.
Thank you for holding. May I help you?
Yes, hello. This is Don and Mike, and we're doing a national radio show right now.
Mm-hmm.
Can we please speak to the Pumpkin Picasso?
Hold on.
Okay, buddy.
Everybody wants to talk to the Pumpkin Picasso.
Of course.
This guy. He doesn't know what he's in for. Let me see. He's carved out pictures of Jerry Seinfeld.
Super.
Kelsey Grammer.
I wonder what he does with the pumpkin stuffing. That would make good pies.
Iced tea. Tia Leone. Oh, it looks like he's done them for NBC because I see all NBC stars here.
Right.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, yes, this is the Pumpkin Picasso.
This is he.
Hey, Pochango.
How you doing, sir? It's great to have you on the show.
Well, it's nice being on the show.
This is Don and Mike celebrating a safe Halloween. Wanted to call the Pumpkin Picasso to see what's up.
We understand you are quite the artiste when it comes to carving up the fabulous pumpkins
now,
for Halloween.
Is a pumpkin a fruit, Pochango, or a vegetable?
Well, I believe it's a fruit.
It's a fruit.
Listen, when you're carving your pumpkins, I guess you'd have to have a rather sharp knife, right?
Nope, not at all.
Oh, really?
Really?
Well, the problem with a sharp knife is that it's dangerous.
Yes, of course. We urge knife safety as well as handgun safety. Both Dot and myself are gun owners.
Well, what we like to use is little carving saws that you find in our carving kit.
Right.
It's a lot safer, and it allows you to carve intricate patterns.
Rather than do a celebrity's face, have you ever thought about perhaps moving further south? Say, who wouldn't want to see the shapely butt of Sharon Lawrence or Tia Leone?
That'd be a nice idea. Could you do that with your pumpkins?
Everything that we make patterns from comes from a photo. So I guess if you have the photo, we could make a pattern.
Does that mean if I went through the pages of Celebrity Sleuth, where there are famous celebrity nudes, I might be able to carve a pumpkin with the breasts of Rosanna Arquette?
Yeah, you probably could.
Fantastic idea.
You would need two candles.
That'd be terrific.
Well, where are you wild and crazy guys located?
Could you do Dennis Franz hemorrhoids? Could you do a...
I bet you'd have very little of the pumpkin meat, the meat of the pumpkin left over after that was done. And can you make a nice pie with that stuff?
You sure can.
I bet you get lots of real disc jockeys calling you to do all kinds of boring straight interviews with you about you being the Pumpkin Picasso, huh?
Well, we do get a few of them then.
Yeah, super.
Well, that's fantastic. How long did it take you to become the Pumpkin Picasso?
Well, I started carving when I was 4.
You see, we kind of go against the grain on our show. Really, when you were 4.
I guess if you go against the grain when you're carving Jerry Seinfeld's face, you'd probably make him look like Freddy Krueger, no?
That is for sure.
How about that wacky Kramer? Do you have a Kramer pumpkin, Picasso?
Well, we haven't yet, but...
How about that one for the idea box?
Somebody requested it. We sure would do a Kramer.
You know who's got a real pumpkin head is disc jockey Rush Limbaugh.
That's right. Rush Limbaugh has a huge cranium. Have you ever carved his head?
Oh, bunches of times, yes. We've been on Rush's show.
Have you ever carved any stars of pornography? Like perhaps a wonderful figurine of John Holmes
or Ginger Lynn?
The closest we ever got was Howard Stern.
Howard Stern?
Really? What did you carve of him?
Well, we carved his face and with his sunglasses on.
Well, he's not been in a pornography movie to the best of our knowledge. How about Vanessa Del Rio or Seika? Have you ever carved them? And I guess with a big pumpkin, you'd be able to do their whole body.
Well, you guys sure are experts. A lot of these people I haven't heard of.
That's right.
Well, I guess we wouldn't want the Pumpkin Picasso sitting around watching porn on a beach towel in front of his TV.
Carving out his pumpkins.
Yeah, I guess you can't do the same things at the same time.
So, listen, did your life pretty much end on November 1?
Oh, no. We're busy year-round and just having lots of fun figuring out what we're going to do the next year.
What do you mean? You mean like you plan the celebrities you're going to carve?
No, we're working on new product ideas to make carving safer and easier and more fun.
We're all for safety on the Don and Mike Show.
Absolutely. You know, you wouldn't want to just tear into a pumpkin with a sharp-edged knife and by some accident just sever the main artery and have the pumpkin, like, not only orange but crimson with your own blood as you gushed into the pumpkin, and then someone would have to call the emergency room and you'd probably die because of blood loss.
Say 911. The pumpkin Picasso is dying.
He normally uses safe tools, but
the pumpkin Picasso's petering out.
This time he actually used a sharp Bowie knife and severed his wrist. Oh, that wouldn't want that to happen.
Well, listen, it's been great having the pumpkin Picasso on our big show, on our big Halloween show.
Because we love Halloween here at the Don and Mike Show, Graham.
You're good people.
You're the pumpkin Picasso, and I'll tell you something right now. It's been an enormous pleasure speaking with you.
It's been a pleasure. I'm the pumpkin Picasso.
Any final words you'd like to say to all the kiddies and parents that are planning to go out on trick-or-treat night?
Well, have a good time and look for our patterns on porches everywhere.
He's popular with the peas.
Thank you so much, pumpkin Picasso. You take... Hey, good carving. Happy carving to you.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. You can hang up now.
You got me with a happy carving.
Where are you guys located?
Where do you think? We're calling you from hell, buddy.
H-E double toothpicks. Have you ever carved the devil?
Many times.
Lucifer, Satan.
Thank you, buddy.
Beelzebub.
See you November 1st.
Make the flames come out of his eyes.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
So long.
Come on, hang up now, please, Pumpkin Picasso.
Would we be the most evil show you've spoken with thus far?
Definitely.
Hey, more evil than Howard Stern?
You take the cake.
Super. Thank you, buddy.
God bless you, Pumpkin Picasso.
Thanks for your time. Bye-bye.
Put the phone in the cradle now, or we're going to cast a spell on you. Come on now, and those carving hands will turn into ugly talons.
I was just curious to find out where you're from.
Didn't we tell you that already?
No. H-E double toothpicks.
H-E double hockey sticks.
That's right. Studios pumping out flame-throwing hits here in Hades.
You guys are good.
We are good.
We're knights in Satan's service.
We're so good, we're bad.
Happy Halloween. Pumpkin Picasso. Crazy man.
So
Carvin Jerry Seinfeld.
On that note, we say, happy carving, Pumpkin Picasso.
Bye, buddy.
So long. Pumpkin Picasso.
Come on, man.
One of the things, one of our weaknesses on the show.
We never hang up on anybody.
We're incapable of hanging up.
We're too nice.
So you can say so long, happy carving, and just say a pleasant good night to us.
Come on, now we got some news to get on the big show here.
Okay.
You know, Mike, this is precisely the reason that I came up with the idiot alarm for the telephone.
Ah, super duper. This is great.
We'll give this guy just one more chance for the Pumpkin Picasso.
Pumpkin Picasso, could you put your ear up close to the phone now?
Oh, we got it on speaker.
Gotcha.
There he goes. Pumpkin meat and brain matter.
Freaking pervert.
He's gone.
Pathetic moron.
Oh, God.
Pumpkin Picasso. Why don't you carve this? Freak. See you November 1st. See you in Santa Claus Village.
That was a fine chat we had.
Oh, that sucked.
Happy pumpkin eating.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm mad. I am mad enough. And yet still very self-conscious that I'm going to write a book and I'm going to talk. I wanted to believe. And I tried my damnedest. To believe in the rainbow that I tried to get over, and I couldn't. So what?
It's the sacred time. The time for Don and Mike.
And happy Veterans Day.
This is Maury Povichosa of A Current Affair, wishing you all a very happy new year.
No.
Maureen O'Boyle, wishing you all a very happy new year.
We'll find it.
It's not right.
Hello?
This is Maury Povich. Happy New Year.
No, Maury, wrong.
Hello? Lady?
This is Maury Noboyle. Happy New Year.
No.
No. Maury.
This is Maury Povich. Until the new year, America.
You guys, next year.
No.
Wrong. This is Maury Povich, and from all of us at A Current Affair, yeah. Happy New Year.
Wrong holiday.
Maury Noboyle, and from all of us at A Current Affair, Happy New Year.
Will you guys stop it?
The new year.
They say Happy Veterans Day somewhere.
Hi, this is Maury Povich. Happy Valentine's Day from all of us at A Current Affair.
This is Maury Noboyle. I want to wish all of you a happy Groundhog's Day.
Wrong.
Oops.
Hello.
Maury.
This is Maury Povich wishing you a happy Valentine's Day.
No. Maureen.
Mo.
Mo O'Boyle. Mo O.
Happy Valentine's Day from all of us at A Current Affair.
Oh, boy. Where's
this is Maury Povich. Happy Valentine's Day to my favorite radio station.
That sounded sincere.
Yeah.
This is Maureen O'Boyle wishing you a happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you again.
Happy St. Patrick's Day from everyone at A Current Affair.
Day Affair. All right.
Kooky. You are kooky, Maury. Oh, hold on.
Happy St. Patrick's Day from Maureen O'Boyle on A Current Affair.
She stole his joke.
You're copying him, Maureen.
This is Maury Povich. Happy Mother's Day.
Maury.
And that's M-U-T-H-A. Happy Mother's Day.
Hi, Mom. Day. It's Maureen. Happy Mother's Day.
She wasn't sincere about that either.
No, she's not.
This is Maureen O'Boyle wishing all our moms Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, Maureen.
All you mothers.
Hi, this is Maury Povich. Hoping everyone has a great Memorial Day weekend.
Here we go. We're getting close.
Yeah. We're getting close.
Hi, this is Maureen O'Boyle.
This is Maury Povich. Enjoy Memorial Day weekend, everybody. And remember the people who have made this country great.
Uh-oh, Memorial Day.
This is Maureen O'Boyle.
Close.
Enjoy Memorial Day weekend, everybody. And remember the people who fought to keep this country great.
Right.
This is Maury Povich. I love the summertime. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend.
I love your sincerity,
Hi,
sure.
This is Maureen O'Boyle. Happy birthday, America.
All right. Now
she cares.
Maury.
She's up to 4th of July.
Hi, I'm Maury Povich. Happy birthday, America.
Ah. Yeah. I got him synchronized now.
Forever great, America.
Forever.
Forever.
Baby.
She is such a patriot. She's a super patriot.
She is. Yeah. She likes her mother.
Happy July 4th from all of us at A Current Affair.
All right, Maury.
We're waiting for Veterans Day. Maury?
I'm trying to cue ahead here.
Maury? Maureen?
One of them's got to be right. Oh, Maury's ready first.
This is Maury Povich, host of A Current Affair. Enjoy your Labor Day, everyone.
Hey, here we go.
Getting closer.
I tell you, we're almost there.
Mo?
Mo O'Boyle?
Something has happened to the Mo O'Boyle disc.
Mo O.
Hello, let me see. Uh-oh.
This is Maury Povich. Goblins beware. Tonight's A Current Affair will be a hair-raising experience.
That's the last big one.
Yeah. All right.
This Maureen is it.
O'Boyle?
So you got...
I have two discs here. They sent out the exact same script one year when they changed hosts of A Current Affair.
When they moved Maury out and moved Maureen in.
Hi, this is Maureen O'Boyle wishing you a happy Hanukkah.
Oh, dear, you've skipped
ahead. Oh, I've gone past.
You missed it. You skipped it. The year
I'm
is
Maury
over.
Povich, trick-or-treat on A Current Affair tonight.
He's closer.
He starts talking about goblins.
Beware.
Hi, this is Maury Povich. Will tonight's A Current Affair be a trick or a treat? Watch it and see.
Yeah. Maury Povich. Yeah, watch it and see.
You know, I don't know what's wrong with the Maury. Ah, there, the Maureen O'Boyle has finally queued up.
Maureen? This is Maureen O'Boyle, and if you think it's hot outside, wait till you see A Current Affair tonight.
That's kind of generic. It could be hot in December.
Yeah. I think it's hot outside. Check out my pants.
I'm a hottie. I'm a big
hot
Maureen.
It's cold. Watch A Current Affair tonight. It's hot.
Hi, this is Maury Povich, wishing you a great new year.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Wait
Hold
a minute.
On.
No All Veterans
right.
Day?
Wait a minute. I didn't skip ahead on Maury's. All right,
oh,
cut
no.
Number 9.
This is Maury Povich. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, no. This is a travesty. This is an injustice.
You know what? I'm finally looking at the script.
No Veterans Day?
They don't do a Veterans Day. It goes New Year, Valentine's, St. Patrick, Mother's.
How dare they?
Memorial, 4th of July, Labor Day, Halloween, Rosh Hashanah, Thanksgiving, Chanukah. What is Chanukah?
I believe that's Hanukkah. Hanukkah, Don.
I love their song. I get knocked down. And I know that's
Chumbawamba.
Yes. And I know it. And Hanukkah. And
Hanukkah.
Christmas and weather. No, I guess they don't have a Veterans
Day. No Veterans Day?
Sorry.
This is Maury Povich wishing all you moms Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, no.
Oh, but we do have the Maury Povich interview.
Oh, very good.
All right, let's listen to some of the Maury Povich interview tracks.
With real questions you can ask.
Hey, Maury. How come you can't seem to knock up your wife?
Yeah, it's an unbelievable sound effect, and it's really the first thing we did when we sat down in the summer of 1986 to start A Current Affair. One of our producers said, "Well, we have to have a sound effect."
Hey, Maury. Hey, Maury. When are you going to host the People's Court?
I get very awkward about that and embarrassed. I prefer to believe that we're not a hit because...
Answer the question.
The last thing A Current Affair needs is a sense of big shot-itis. We've always believed that there's room to improve. And
you're not hosting that show anymore,
really,
Maury.
We don't know what the show
Excuse
is.
Excuse me.
And we take a fresh every day, and it's a very...
But Maury's got a lot of phlegm, too.
Current Affair, so I try to just step back from...
All right, and the Maureen O'Boyle one seems to be malfunctioning over here.
Really?
It's misfiring.
Miss O'Boyle. I just want to thank you listeners because...
Why?
You listeners become our viewers, and to give us this kind of a run in television has been terrific. And I want to also thank all the DJs,
run,
because
baby.
All these months that we've been doing this,
well,
with
like
you,
the DJs.
Talking to you during drive time and other parts of the day.
Thank you, yes.
I mean, you really
drive
have
time,
been able
baby.
To... get our name out.
Are you a smoker?
Circulated.
Maury, are you a cigarette smoker?
You're as much a part of
answer the question.
Our success as we are.
We are
Thank
not.
You.
Don't care about disc jockeys.
You hear that show?
Thank you very much, and until next time, America.
You hear that, the one before he gives that real L.A. thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Maury, thank you.
Hi, I'm Maury Povich.
Hello.
And here's my biggest fan to tell you what's coming up tonight on A Current Affair.
Buzz?
Yes.
Aren't you his biggest
fan?
Never mind.
It couldn't be done.
There she is.
Nope.
Hey, who's that lovely lady?
I think it's, we're back.
Now that's A Current Affair.
And where did she come from?
We're back with Maureen O'Boyle. Mo?
Maureen.
This is Maury Povich.
Hey!
And you won't believe what's on A Current Affair tonight.
It's on A Current Affair tonight.
I guess disc jockeys used to run these all the time.
If you think you've heard it all, listen to what's on A Current Affair tonight.
Make-believe interview.
How's that for a scoop? Another A Current Affair exclusive.
So, almost like they're talking together.
Hi, this is Maury Povich. Let's hear what's on A Current Affair tonight.
How you can't knock your wife up.
Believe it? Where do we find these stories?
I don't know, Maureen.
Me either.
Me tomato.
Tonight on A Current Affair, you gotta see it to believe it.
Incredible. Bet you can't wait to see this one, huh, guys?
She might be a smoker also.
Maury?
Are you ready for something really incredible?
Yeah.
Check out A Current Affair tonight.
Could have eaten fortune cookies in bed with your wife? Maury?
Maureen?
Maureen?
Incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Is that Connie?
Hi, this is Maury Povich, and we have a sensational story on A Current Affair tonight.
Yeah.
Jive.
All right.
Sensational.
Look at my shorts.
Jive. Hey, everybody, good morning. Donnie in the morning joining us right now on our Newsmaker Hotline, my good friend Maury Povich.
Hi, I'm Maury Povich, and have I got a story for you tonight on A Current Affair. Here's my best buddy to tell you about it.
Hey, here I am, everybody. I'm Maury's best buddy.
Best buddy.
This has to be one of the craziest stories we've done in a long time on A Current Affair.
Yes, Tollbridge, man.
This is Maury Povich. Who's going to tell me what's on A Current Affair tonight?
Buzz! Your biggest fan.
Hey, guys, this is Maury Povich, and I tell you, tonight's A Current Affair is not to be missed. Listen to this.
Tonight, Carlos the Jackal. Profiled, Ken Stevens revealed.
Where's the ones where he talks about, like, these guys play my favorite country music on the radio?
Or you get the one, here's the hottest sound in town.
And they said it couldn't be done.
What?
Now, that's A Current Affair.
Right?
Stop promoting the show. Promote our show.
It's Maury. A Current Affair tonight.
All right. Cut number four. Let me try cut number... There are no Veterans Day, we found
Last
out.
Night's A Current Affair was great, but wait till you hear about tonight's show.
Oh, shut up.
He's so excited, he doesn't even host the show.
Take care of your wife. Number five.
Take care of Connie.
Cut number five.
Maury, take care of me.
Hi, this is Maury Povich, host of A Current Affair, and here's my favorite newscaster.
There it is. Yeah.
Found it.
Now, that one I want to save for you. Buzz, let me try that one again.
Oh, that's great.
Let me cue that one up. That's what we should have on file anyway.
Hi, this is Maury Povich, host of A Current Affair, and here's my favorite newscaster.
Thanks, Maury.
Hi, I'm Maury Povich, and we'll see you again tomorrow morning at 6, right here on your number one station. Until next time, America.
I tried right here in the morning to everybody. See you tomorrow.
Maury.
Until next time, America.
Thank you, Maury.
Yeah, baby.
He's good people.
A Current Affair. It's hot.
Just like your pants.
You guys are too much.
Thank you, Maury. Yeah, you too. That's right back one. At you.
This is Maury Povich, host of A Current Affair, and you're listening to my favorite station.
No.
What station is that? Whatever it is, right.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Maury Povich, and you're listening to the only real rockers on the dial.
We rock.
Hi, this is...
See, there's a problem with that disc.
Boy, it sounded like it was artificial. That wasn't
Hi,
really
I'm Maury Povich. Stay tuned, because you have a chance to be a winner with...
WXXX! W.
Wake up, America. This is Maury Povich, and you're listening to the best morning team around.
Around. That's right, the Breakfast Flex.
It is the best morning team around.
Good morning, everyone. This is Maury Povich, host of A Current Affair. And if you don't wake up with these guys every morning, your coffee just won't taste the same.
Thank you, Maury. 703.
That's clever writing.
What's this?
That's the Kachung.
All right. Well, that's nice.
Mo?
Hey, if these guys can't wake you up in the morning, nobody can.
And you know, when you say Mo, it can be for either one of them. Mo or Mo. Yeah.
The wild, the weird, and the wonderful. Wow. That's what A Current Affair and the morning team have in common.
Weird.
How generic can you possibly make it? That's what The Current Affair and the morning team have in common.
Best team around.
Happy Valen. Happy Valen. Happy Valen. Happy.
Oh, it stopped. Okay, all right.
That's a good musician. Happy Valen.
This is Maury Povich, host of A Current Affair. Wake up!
Wake up, you pig!
Tell me that's not what you want to hear first thing in the morning.
Wake up,
Maury Povich.
Hi, I'm Maury Povich, and it's time to liven up the afternoon with the best mix in town.
There it is. Finally, there's what we can use.
The best mix in town.
You got it, buddy.
Hey, guys, it's Maury Povich. Let's rock.
Because you're a rocker, Maury. You are a rocker.
Hi, guys, this is Maury Povich. Crank it up.
He likes the headbanging music.
Crank this up, Maury.
Hey, everybody, this is Maury Povich telling you it's time to take it on home and tune into A Current Affair.
Hey, where's Veterans Day, Maury?
Yeah, baby. No time for veterans, though.
Come on, Maury.
Hello?
You guys are so smooth.
Thank you, Maury.
Yeah.
This is Maury Povich, guys. How about an afternoon pick-me-up on my favorite radio station?
Yeah, we're going to put your head in a vise and pop your eyes out.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Maury Povich, and you're tuned to the best country music sound around. Let's hear it, guys.
All right, so I took the butcher knife and I put it up to her neck.
All right, one more.
This is Maury Povich. Now, I've been on a lot of radio programs, but you guys are the wildest.
Wild.
Wildest.
We're the wildest, huh?
It's got nothing about Veterans Day.
Oh, I can't. How dare they?
All right. Well, there's our annual look at Maury Povich and Maureen O'Boyle.
Just a little taste of the wild, weird, wonderful.
Right here on the morning team.
Hello, everyone. This is Maury Povich, host of A Current Affair. And when Connie and I are back in Washington, we sleep right through Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Thank you very much. That's right. That's because we're on in the afternoon.
We'll be right back.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.